about. That's so easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Yeah, that's it. Let's turn those frowns upside down. Eat, drink, and party!
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah!
Pi. Oh, yeah. Not the pastry kind, the mathematical kind. So, I know 90 digits of pi. 3.14159263453846236415218491========================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
the Kevin and Bean Show. You are not so competent. What? You know what I'm trying to say. You should die. What? Why should I die? I did not say that. Yes, you just did. You are mistaken. Are you a long time? Do you watch all the time? Long time fan him?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Wrong.
Pass it over to me.
I don't want to know about bad things at all.
Roll another one.
Debbie Likey.
Just like the other one.
Walk on.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Kevin, goddamn it.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Back! Get that enormous thing out of my face!
Roll.
Whatever.
This one seems to be about sense.
You go, girl.
And I don't have another sense.
With the good luck of the sniff sniff and the bloop, bloop, bloop.
But don't bogart that joint.
What is even happening?
Just pass it around.
Ask the gays.
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
I love dick.
But just pass it.
And now, because pot, our feature presentation.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday, the 30th of September.
What's going on, you guys?
Just looking forward to October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's cooling down in New Orleans, Louisiana, a little
is
bit.
It?
It's cooling down. We're in the 80s now, which feels better.
Mm-hmm. Same here. I went from 102 to 99.
Yeah, right. Feels good.
It's so. A big improvement.
I had to put on a coat.
So last night, my wife and I went for a walk in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It was around 8:45, something like that, and it was tolerable. Felt good out, and I was so surprised how many people already have. Not a little, full-on Halloween decorations up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pre-October, though.
Absolutely.
I'm talking the tombstones in the yard,
yep.
and the ghosts and the cobwebs and
yeah.
the lights and everything. And I thought, who puts Halloween decorations up for a month?
Me.
People who love it.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that, too?
Yeah, occasionally. Not everybody, but you'll drive my house, and they're full-on going for it. Yeah. I love that.
It seemed early to me. I don't know. I don't know why. I feel like there. It used to be the Christmas season, but Halloween was a lot more isolated, really, kind of just that week. But I guess it has been growing. It has been expanding in recent years to become more and more of an all month thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Apparently, but some of those people. I mean, they really go all out. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I love it.
New Orleans pretty spooky sometimes.
Yeah,
with all the ghosts and
a lot of voodoo
and rice and. Voodoo, Kevin.
A lot of cemeteries.
Yeah.
Tell you that. A lot of cemeteries.
Have you taken my advice and jumped the wall of a cemetery at midnight?
What? No?
Is that a thing I should do?
Yeah, it's good fun.
Because in New Orleans, all of the graves are above the ground because of the water level.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and you see things, I swear to God.
Have you done this, Kevin?
Yes, of course. It sounds stupid.
Wait a minute. That was the alcohol talk of that idea, though, which was, it'd be so fun to jump in a cemetery, right?
I mean, yeah, but it's also, I don't know, it's really cool, it's really spooky.
Yeah.
What's the patron saint of voodoo, what's her name?
Marie Laveau?
Yes. Her gravesite is there, and there's all kinds mm-hmm. of candles and roses and pictures, and you, I swear to God, you see things moving and you're freaked out. Oh. It's good times.
Says a guy that makes fun of me about ghosts.
I'm saying it's good times. In a cemetery in New uh-huh. Orleans at midnight.
Just
at midnight,
that
when
place.
You're blasted.
Okay. When you're blasted.
Okay. Of course you and see things when you're already drunk.
And it's drunk, so to get back out, you got to jump the wall again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Never goes well.
Oh, good fun.
One of the very famous cemeteries, Lafayette Cemetery Number 1, is within, I don't know, it's three blocks from my house.
Perfect. Oh. You can do it tonight.
At midnight, any night.
Tonight at midnight.
Oh, that'd be a good way to welcome in October, wouldn't it?
Right?
Yeah, it would.
Right at midnight?
That'd yes. be so cool.
All right. I may have to periscope that. It's a good idea.
Please do.
We
midnight.
Need this.
I may have to periscope that.
It'll all be just completely black.
Hey, do we have time to do the thing, or do we already burn all of our time?
Periscope. Nope.
Well, we have time okay. to do the thing.
Look, I could present this story as fact, and they're claiming it is factual, but every red flag in my being is up on
I
this.
I believe it. I want to believe.
Maybe you saw the headline. It's been going around. Man bitten on penis by spider for the second time this year. Now, you remember the guy. We talked about him back in April, right? The guy who's at a porta potty on his job construction site and he got bit on his penis by a poisonous spider. Remember us
yeah.
talking about
yes.
him?
Yeah, I do.
You tell me what the chances are that it happened to the same guy.
Yeah, that's got to be astronomical.
One estimate is it's 1 in 100 million, and that's why
I... How do you figure the odds out on that?
I don't know. I don't know math or science or probability well enough to do that, but he's a builder in Australia, works on a construction site. He is known as Jordan, and Tuesday he was sitting on a porta potty at his work site in Sydney, according to the BBC. According to him, it was the first time he had used the portable toilet since April 27th, the day that he was bitten on his penis by a poisonous spider. Now, that's partly why my radar went up, because what did he do when he had to pee in May, in June, in July, and in August, right? I was sitting on the toilet doing my business, and I just felt the sting that I felt the first time. I was like, I can't believe this happened again. I looked down and I saw a few little legs coming from around the rim.
Oh!
The first time.
Of the toilet.
Of the toilet, yes. Thanks for the clarification.
Uh-huh.
The first time Jordan was bitten by a redback spider, which is the Australian cousin of the infamous black widow spider. However, he is not sure if it is the same type of spider that bit him on Tuesday.
Well, maybe it was the same spider, just
right?
really playing
Why
the long game.
Hate Jordan?
Just waiting there for months until he came back.
That spider couldn't believe his luck.
He's back!
Jordan told Sydney radio personalities Kyle and Jackie O that he tried to minimize any risk by thoroughly checking the seat before sitting down. It just got freshly cleaned out. It had this little crevice underneath the actual bowl, so I couldn't lift it up to check. I thought it was safe, and then, well, it was obviously not. Adding insult to obvious injury, the new spider bite was pretty much in the same spot as the last one.
That's a dedicated
yeah.
spider right
it
there.
It is.
You don't see that kind of quality work from a spider very often.
When I saw that he was being interviewed on this very popular Australian radio show, I thought, and this is, again, I'm just wondering if this can possibly be true. I thought, I wonder if he woke up this week and he said, man, it sure was fun when everybody was interviewing me and I was all over the newspapers and stuff because I got bit on a spider. If I did it again, I could go through that all again. One of the show's hosts asked Jordan Port Blank, what do you think it is about your penis that makes it so attractive and delicious to spiders?
That's a good question.
Valid question.
Why is it so great?
I don't know. Just unlucky, I guess, he said. But the second
bite—the
second bite feels a little bit sore. It's redder. It's a bit more swollen, and it hurts a bit more. And he had already gone through his tetanus and anti-venom shots the day before. So I don't know if he's the unluckiest man in Australia or if he is just playing us. He is expected to return to work soon, but he is still concerned about using the on-site toilet when he does.
So do you think he's playing you by bringing a spider in and having it bite him, or he's making it up completely?
I think he's making it up completely. But I mean, I guess they could check with the hospital staff and see if he did, in fact, come in again and have a bite and need the shots and all that
but
stuff.
But how can you... How can you check? You
can't go to HIPAA laws?
You can't go to a hospital and go, hey, did a guy come in here with a bite on his penis from a spider?
I don't know. I mean, you know, you see a story and you evaluate whether how likely it is to be.
Yeah, it sounds that
this just
shaky.
Doesn't pass the sniff test for me, but it's certainly possible. I mean, look, there are people.
I'd rather you didn't say the sniff test.
Maybe
we're talking
something
about
else.
A man's
there
penis.
There are people who, you know, can prove that they've been struck by lightning three times or whatever in their lifetime. So weird things do happen to people sometimes.
Right.
But this just, I don't know.
I want to believe.
You're welcome to.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Micho, shall we?
You got some people that's trying to, like, make their way. It's like what they said, 5%, 10%, 85% is. And it's like this, the 10% is the media for the most part. The 85% don't really know what it is. And the 5% that know what it is can't get it past the 10%.
Okay.
I'm going to need some help with that, Gay. movie beat today because it's Friday.
Sure.
We're going to talk to our friend Maren Dungey, who's in a TV show called Conviction.
Yay. We love Maren.
Love her so much. RJ Bell from Las Vegas will give us his picks for NFL week number 4.
How'd he do last week?
Last week he didn't have his best week.
Oh, so like 2-1?
Well, he gives 3 picks.
Uh-huh.
And out of those 3 picks, technically, the number that he got right was 0.
Oh, okay.
But, like he says, it's really impossible to do, and his average is higher than most. Right? Also, how close to your wedding was it canceled? We're going to take those calls today.
For no particular reason.
Based on no one we know.
Just random.
Yep.
Just came up.
Has nothing to do with anyone here that might be getting married.
Or might not be.
Right. We have $1,000 for you today, like we have all week, courtesy of the Movie Masterminds. We have a brand new internet roundup, and we have comedian Eliza Schlesinger in studio. So that's coming up today. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beatnik. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Pretty nice to get an upgrade in the Showbiz Beatnik.
And, you can't use that kind of language on the radio?
Even if I really mean it?
Well, I mean, it was deserved.
Yeah.
Although it was very Ralph-esque to do it, you still can't do it.
Whatever. Wow.
I'm just saying we're glad you're back, Ralph.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
That's not all you're saying.
I'm glad to be back.
Are you alive or are we in danger of puke like we were 2 days ago? Who knows?
We'll see.
Okay.
It's life. You roll the dice, right? You never know what's going to happen. That's what keeps it exciting. Speaking of exciting, I just want to backtrack a little bit to the earlier part of the show.
Yes.
You realize, Kevin, that you asked Bean to do something at midnight, right? You understand what you were...
Yeah, no, I didn't really think about that at the time.
At midnight.
Yeah.
First of all, you're asking Bean to leap over a fence.
That's true.
Okay.
Too.
First of all,
I didn't think about
that. He's going to go over a fence.
Yeah.
Any time of the day. Imagine that.
Right.
And now you're asking him to make sure you do it at midnight. The guy whose bedtime is, what are you guessing?
Five, six, seven.
7:15.
So he's already been in bed for 5 hours. Maybe he'll be fresh.
So he's going to set his alarm.
Yes.
At 11:30 to get up to go leap a fence.
Maybe that's not for him.
Into a cemetery at midnight.
Well, I was trying to give him a fun tip.
I understand what you were trying to do, but you know who you were talking to, right?
I didn't realize it at the time, clearly.
Okay. So
Ralph, you're suggesting it's unlikely that will happen?
Unlikely? I wouldn't say unlikely. I would say impossible.
Okay.
You're not talking to Steve-O.
That's true.
You're talking to Bean. Okay.
By the way,
and he has to climb the wall to get in and climb the wall to get back out.
What are the odds of him rolling over on his pillow at midnight without breaking a rib or something?
I'm just laughing, thinking about the time that Kevin must have done it that came to his mind. Picture Kevin drunk in New Orleans talking the people he's with into hopping a cemetery fence at midnight.
That is the exact opposite of what I'm talking about with you. That's 100% likelihood, and yours is negative 100% likelihood.
Okay.
The people that I was with thought it was the greatest idea ever.
Of course, because Kevin surrounds himself with children.
Okay, well... Maybe it won't happen.
Except for his poor wife, who I'm sure was just someplace shaking her head.
Well, she wasn't there. I mean, she didn't join us.
Yeah, I knew that.
And the hijinks.
No, because she's an adult. What are you shrugging for? She's the only adult in your life.
Right, but it was fun. That's all I'm saying. Why are you against fun? Why do you hate fun?
I don't hate fun. I hate idiocy.
Ah.
Speaking of idiocy, Neil Patrick Harris, what's up with you? What is up with you?
What happened?
What's up with you? What is up with you? What is up with you?
Right.
His husband, David Bertka, revealed in an interview with the New York Post that Neil Patrick Harris was offered the gig to co-host Live with Kelly Ripa before Michael Strahan was hired back in 2011.
Okay.
And he turned it down. Turned it down. First of all, it's a very lucrative gig. And Neil Patrick Harris went on to host that awful variety show. So
yeah,
obviously
true.
He was looking to do television.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sweet-ass gig, that Live.
Yeah, it is, it as you mentioned, like... live, so there's not a lot of prep time necessary, and it's 9 to 10 a.m.
And it's a boatload of cash.
Yeah.
And then you do whatever you want for the rest of the day. It's nuts.
Yeah, Neil, it seems like the best
Harris,
gig ever.
Neil. Oh, Neil. I should have known. Back when I was on Doogie Howser, I should have shooken him by the shoulders.
Said, one day you'll get an offer.
Don't pass that up. Young Neil Patrick Harris. So, you know, they're looking for a new one. And his name's back on the list. Now, will he rectify that situation? It remains to be seen. But for the record, Neil says Anderson Cooper would be the perfect choice.
He would be great.
He would be great.
Mm-hmm. But so would Neil.
Ron Jeremy, not a great driver. They want to stick to XXX films. Reportedly, he hit a man crossing the street in Beverly Hills last Wednesday night. But Ron says he just nicked the guy. Well, okay.
He just nicked him.
Okay.
It's just a little bump. Yeah, police are involved. They say drugs and alcohol weren't a factor. Ron is famously straight when it comes to living a pretty clean life when it comes to drug and alcohol. But the accident is under investigation. Now, rumor has it he may have just been airing out. He just had the window down. And he was just airing. He just had thrown it out the window, and as he was driving by, he just nicked the guy and knocked him down. But what are you going to do? Sometimes you just got to let it ride, right?
Right.
Ron Jeremy.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said, Rodney. I want to watch The British Voice.
How come?
Because they just announced who all their judges are going to be. I said, this is better than Miley Cyrus. Stupid Miley Cyrus.
How dare you?
Stupid.
I will not accept.
Stupid.
You besmirching Miley.
Stupid. Judges for The Voice?
Lady Gaga!
No, Lady Gaga.
Good choice.
Did not make it.
Jesus.
Jesus also not on the
I
list.
Does he?
Nope, she's not going to be there. Gavin Rossdale will be one of the judges.
Okay.
I'd like to have him teach me how to sing. Jennifer Hudson.
Wow.
Oh.
Will I Am. And Sir Tom Jones. Sir Tom Jones as your judges on The Voice. That's a good batch right there. It's got everything.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Except for Casey and the Sunshine Band.
What happened to Amy Winehouse?
Meanwhile, over here, stupid Mariah Carey and stupid Miley Cyrus and her stupid feud. Miley Cyrus in an interview with Elle Magazine saying that she's never been a fan of Miley Cyrus. Oh, no, you didn't. She said, I can see right through her. Yeah. Yeah, she's not desperate for attention like you, Miley. You're right. And she says it's all about Mimi, regarding Mariah Carey's nickname for herself.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also says she's already unpopular with producers on The Voice because she will talk to potential candidates when they get up to sing for up to 20 minutes. She says it really cheeses off the producers who are trying to move the show along.
20 minutes?
That's a very legitimate criticism of her.
And she says it's only because she genuinely wants to help people.
Oh, God.
So what? Shut up.
And the producers are like, really? We got it. You know how many people we have in the wings waiting to get on stage to sing? Can you imagine what a pain in the ass she is?
No.
Oh, she's the worst. Why does Bean like the worst?
That's his wheelhouse. That's Bean's wheelhouse.
I'm not vouching for every decision she makes. I just think she's a very entertaining and talented, beautiful young woman. That's all.
I did see Miley Cyrus in 3D on my TV when I saw her concert.
Uh-huh.
And I used the old-fashioned regular 3D glasses. Oh. I didn't go out and get...
You had those laying around, did you?
And the regular 3D glasses mm-hmm. actually worked.
They did.
She was like, she was on my lap. She was like singing on my lap.
That's great.
And she's hosting, I guess, the award.
Right.
The award.
I think it's The Voice is what it is.
Yeah. Right on your lap there, Rodney.
I like ball play.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Where were those glasses during the Hannah Montana days, right? Today's celebrity birthdays. Speaking of underage girls, Maddie Ziegler. Maddie Ziegler is the Sia's surrogate in all her videos. The dancing girl, that kid was that she came all from right. Dance Moms, I think, or whatever is where she originated. Actor Ezra Miller, soon to be Flash. He's 24 years old today. Rapper T-Pain is 31. Kieran Culkin turns 34 years old today, as does Lacey Chabert. Remember Lacey Chabert from
sure.
Party of Five?
Yeah.
Yeah, now she's in all the Hallmark movies.
She's adorable.
Love
Very
her.
Nice lady. I did, after Bachelor.
Right.
I did the after show with Chris Harrison, where you break down the video on the Bachelor show. And one of the guests, along with Chris and myself and
the other guy.
Yeah, that country singer, I can't remember, was Lacey Chabert. She was on the show. And boy, was she just so sweet. Went around backstage, introduced herself to everyone and asking how they were. And she was just adorable. Very nice lady. 34 years old today. Jenna Elfman's 45 years old today. And Marion Cotillard.
Bonkers.
Not bonkers. Beautiful. Eyes are just fine. In fact, they're above average, I would say.
She is beautiful.
Yes, she is.
Bonkers.
Not bonkers is the most important part of the sentence that I just said.
Bonkers.
She is 41 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Last week about this time, Ralph Garman told us this was one of the most interesting times of the year for films. You get a little bit of something for everybody. Let's find out if the streak continues with the movie beat. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's movie beat.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, that time is over.
All right. It was only 1 week?
It's a couple weeks. But then, right as you get into October, you start getting into much more mainstream, high-profile fare. So you get into horror movies, of course, for the Halloween
Love it.
Season, and then you get into your big-budget comedies and blockbusters and stuff, action films for the Christmas holiday season. So we're starting to edge towards that. You can see it now. Just on the periphery as we look at this week's movies that will be in Cineplexes. In limited release, there's a little film called American Honey, directed by Andrea Arnold, about a teenage girl who joins one of these magazine sales gangs. These are people who show up at your front door when you're trying to have dinner, and they say, yeah, I'm trying to work my way through high school, and we're trying to raise money for band uniforms.
For my softball team.
Can you buy some magazines?
Yeah.
Scam! That's when I turn on the hose, when those kids show up, right? Well, this girl joins one of those crews and gets caught up in a whirlwind of hard partying and breaking the law and young love. Oh, it's an exciting time. Sasha Lane stars in this film. Shia LaBeouf, Hollywood cannibal Shia LaBeouf, also in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Riley Keough is in this movie. All right. It's called American Honey. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Hey!
Where are you going?
To make money.
Hop in.
Woo! I like a girl with spunk.
Hey, can I party too?
What are you doing? Cool. Jay!
Now, get the keys, get the money. Car! Jump in the car, jump in the car.
You think you're special? I am not here. You don't mean nothing to him.
Scared? Bang.
There you go.
I've heard really good things about this.
It's good to me.
And the trailer is just like unlike anything I've ever seen.
How so?
Well, it's just...
He's seen other trailers that aren't the same as this one.
Oh, so this isn't clips from a movie stitched together into a small format? This is unlike anything he's ever seen. I just want to know how it's unlike anything you've ever seen when it comes to a movie trailer.
Because it's hard to figure out what the story is, but you see all of these people, and it's just, it's beautifully shot, and you see all of these people kind of doing unusual and bizarre things, and I can't quite get my head around it. Until you gave the synopsis of the scam of the magazines, didn't get any of that from the trailer at all.
Hmm.
To me, it just looked like a guy who was like putting together a cult of young people, and he was getting them to do weird stuff.
Hmm.
So I'm glad you explained it to me, but it does look very intriguing.
Denial, also in limited release this weekend. This is about a acclaimed writer and historian who has to battle to prove the Holocaust actually occurred. This is insanity. A renowned denier sues her for libel as she tries to prove her case. So she actually is taken to court for trying to insist that the Holocaust happened. Mick Jackson's the director. Rachel Weisz stars in the film along with Tom Wilkinson, one of my favorite all-time actors, Timothy Spall and Andrew Scott. Here's some clips from the trailer of Denial.
I've got $1,000 to give anyone who can show me a document that proves the Holocaust.
I will not debate you. Not here, not now, not ever.
Because you're
Irving's just sent us notice of a suit to be filed in the High Court. Auschwitz is at the very center of Holocaust belief, so it's at the very center of Holocaust denial.
There were no gas chambers anywhere at Auschwitz.
What if we lose? Suddenly it becomes acceptable to say the Holocaust didn't happen?
Yeah. Tough stuff. Let's move on to lighter stuff, shall we? How about Mrs. Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children?
This looks great.
I can't wait to see this film. Tim Burton looks to be at the peak of his powers in this film. Eva Green stars. Boy, she's just the best.
Yeah, she's something else.
Asa Butterfield, Samuel L. Jackson, Judy Dench all stars. It's based on a very popular children's book about a bunch of kids who are unique. They have unique powers, and so Miss Peregrine collects them all and keeps them safe in her home for peculiar children. But that home is threatened, and so the kids have to take in their own hands to defend themselves. Here's some clips from the trailer of Mrs. Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
Because our abilities don't fit in the outside world, we live in places like this. Where no one can find us.
Jake, come and play.
I knew you were one of us when you were born. It's time for you to learn what you can do.
But I'm just ordinary.
No, you're not. You were born to protect us. Promise me one thing. Look after them, Jake.
I promise.
This is a perfect match of director and material. This book seems like it was written for Tim Burton to direct as a film. People are raving about it, so that's going to be a big hit this weekend. Deepwater Horizon. This is the action film based on a true story about the oil drilling rig Deepwater Horizon just off the shore that created the worst oil spill in U.S. history and exploded during April of 2010. Mark Wahlberg, Kurt Russell, and Kate Hudson star in the film directed by Peter Berg. Here's some clips from the trailer.
Mike, what is that? Is everything okay?
Mayday, mayday. This is Deepwater Horizon.
What's wrong?
Towards the rocks.
Not Mildred.
My wife's name is Felicia.
Don't
and
put
my
that
daughter's
don't put that
and I will see them again. Do you understand me?
I will find you. That's a Kevin.
You're all going to die tonight.
That's got Kevin. There's just call that Deep Kevin Horizon. Just call it that. And Masterminds, we've been talking about this movie all week long. Zach Galifianakis and Kristen Wiig are a bunch of bonehead armored guards who take it upon themselves to pull off one of the biggest bank heists in American history based on a true story. Jason Sudeikis also in this film, Owen Wilson. Boy, this looks funny. Here's some clips from the trailer of Masterminds.
Kelly tells me y'all work together over at Loomis.
That strikes me as an incredible opportunity.
You talk about robbing a bank.
Police are calling it one of the largest cash heists ever.
17 million missed.
Authorities are now searching for this man.
Look at him. Look like Kenny Rogers and Kenny Loggins had a love child. And then Kenny G, he just showed up to the birthday party, started playing the flute, and messed this boy up.
Messed this boy up. So those are your picks this weekend. For me personally, Mrs. Peregrine's looks original and cool and different, and I love me some Tim Burton, so I'll be checking out this weekend. There's a lot to choose from. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
Hey, we got a few seconds before our guest, Maren Dungey, joins us on the phone, but I have to ask, did you have the conversation with your wife about the protocol for how the thing's going to go down at Beer Mug's wedding tomorrow?
No.
You haven't informed her that you have intentions on nailing Beer Mug's mom?
I mean, if it happens, it happens.
Are you of the mindset that you'd rather ask forgiveness after the fact than ask permission before the fact?
That is always my policy.
I know that I RSVP'd no to that wedding. But I am now actually starting to regret that decision.
Well, he's going to Periscope it, right?
Well, I mean, video. I don't know that it's Periscope, but
oh, you and Muggsy's mom, you're going to get that on tape, are you?
Okay. It'll probably be Facebook Live.
Oh, right. Okay. Uh-huh.
I'm very excited. Very excited to hear the details about that. So, and we still think the wedding's happening, right?
As of now,
it's supposed to be tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
And as of now, I believe so. Here's the thing: at some point, she's going to realize she's marrying Beer Mug,
right?
And then what happens?
Yeah.
Right?
It's tomorrow, though. And he said he'd send a group text tonight if it didn't happen. But I feel good about it. I feel good about it.
All right, good.
All right. Well, we'll find out more about that later. I think Beerbug's going to join us via phone tomorrow or next hour, I think. Hey, Maren Dungey's on the phone, you guys, who we love so much with all of our hearts, from everything from Once Upon a Time to Brooklyn Nine-Nine to so many great shows. But for me, she'll always be security guard number two on Babylon 5. Let's welcome her back to the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock. Hi, Maren.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you said that. That's insane. I love you.
Those were good times, the Babylon 5 times, right?
That 5 minutes of you know what? I did a convention once, and someone brought a photo of Babylon 5.
Really?
Like, they pulled a screen grab.
Oh.
And, yeah, with my weird, like, I had, like, a weird Vulcan hand thing. I mean, it was prosthetics. It was crazy.
Well, you're one of those actresses who has been working continuously for the last 20 years, and a lot of times it's, hey, I do an episode of Friends or an episode of The West Wing or something like that, so it must be a surprise to you when somebody remembers you from just a one-off.
I know, it's pretty nuts. It's incredible. You know, when somebody stops you and they're like, "Oh my, no, it had to be that." You know, it's just weird. It's very, very weird. I mean, unless it's like Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is like a bigger, you know, deal. But
yeah, exactly. Well, the reason Meredith is back on the show, besides the fact that she has a constant open invitation, is because she has a new series premiering Monday night on ABC called Conviction. And I guess the first question I have to ask for you, Meredith, is you're not responsible for Agent Carter getting canceled to make Hayley Hatwell available for this show, are you?
100%. I have nothing to do with that.
Okay, good.
Because that was going to end the conversation.
I know. I mean, is this why Ralph's not even talking to me?
Well, because, I mean,
he's still a little bit hurt. Look, we loved Agent Carter, and we did everything we could to promote that show and just, you know, with our fingers crossed that that thing would stay on the air because it was so good. But the good news is we all fell in love with Hayley Atwell, and now we get to see her on this show.
You get more of Hayley Atwell, and I think even in the first episode, she takes her shirt off. So, you know, I don't know if that was happening on Agent Carter, guys.
It wasn't, and I'm going to be watching
now.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
We watched the show. Allie, what do you think?
I loved it. I actually texted Maren yesterday because I have this problem when I get screeners, if I get more than one, I say I'm not going to watch the next one, even if I really like it, so I have something to look forward to.
Right.
So I saw the first one, texted her, said, oh my God, I love it, it's great. And then about an hour went by, I'm like, I can't help myself.
Yeah.
And I watched the second one, and it's even better. And now I'm so beyond in for Monday night.
Oh, I'm so psyched. I'm so glad that you guys like it. That meant so much to me, really, honestly. I was like, although I'm going to say, it wasn't even an hour went by, Allie.
I know it wasn't, because it was 48 minutes. They don't have commercials in the screener. I have problems.
So tell us about Maxine. Your character, she's kind of a badass New York City detective, right?
Yes. And I actually get to be badass and do some, like, fighting again, like a little alias flashes.
All right.
Nice.
Super exciting. But, yeah, Maxine Bowen, she's a former NYP detective who's now retired and works for the Conviction Integrity Unit to help people get out of prison. But I'm undoing the good work of my fellow police officers who are not so happy about that. So,
yeah.
And then there's everyone, as Allie knows, like, everyone on the who's in this Conviction Integrity Unit has sort of a you know, mysterious past or reasons why they're doing this, and secrets will be revealed. So, like, not only do you have, like, your crime drama of, like, us given 5 days to get these people out of prison, you also have the characters with their own little, like, shady backstories.
I like that they give you 5 days. You can't do it in 5 days.
Right.
Sorry, move on.
Well, that's how all the best police work is done.
Exactly. But I, you know what? I like a deadline. I work best on a deadline.
But 5 days?
Merritt, is there such thing, forgive me if this is a dumb question, is there such thing as a real life version of a conviction integrity unit where there's just a group of people who go back just to check all the previous convictions to see if they're legit?
We have been told that they have conviction integrity units throughout the nation, as well as the Innocence Project. But I think there's a difference. Like, you have to sort of, with the Innocence Project, like, they take on a case, you know, and the conviction integrity units are assigned cases. I believe, I'm not sure that that is fact, but I believe that that's the distinction.
The Innocence Project wants to make sure that you're innocent and get you out of jail. But you guys, if you aren't innocent, you're keeping them in there. So you're determining if they're guilty or innocent.
100%. And then you also have the people who are super shady, and you don't necessarily want to get them out of prison, but they may not have done what they are in prison for.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
Yeah,
that's tough.
There's some moral dilemmas there.
We are talking to our friend Maren Dungey here on The Kevin and Bean Show. The new show, again, is called Conviction. It airs Monday night at 10 on ABC.
Where do you guys film, Maren?
We are in Toronto.
And how's that?
Toronto. It's just what you say when you're in Canada.
Toronto.
Drop that key.
Toronto.
Toronto.
All right.
Huh.
And how do you like it there? I mean, you're there. I mean, when you're doing an hour-long drama, you're there for a long time. Do you enjoy kind of living there?
Well, you know, it's a bummer because my sweet family's in Los Angeles, and I miss them desperately. But they've been able to come out and visit, and I've been able to pop home here and there. And it's like, I found your fall. We've got it right here. Like, and they call me Cali. Everyone on set calls me California Coat because I'm always like cold. And, they're in t-shirts, and you know, it's like blustery, and like, because their fall is our winter in California, and I am a hard, like, raised California girl. So
right. It was 99 yesterday.
Yeah, it was like 62.
No, that's crazy cold. How can you live there?
And do you even have fall leaves in the streets?
Oh yeah, it's gorgeous. That's one thing I will say is like Canada is stunning. Lake Ontario. Like, I live right by the water, and I have like beautiful leaves. I mean, I'll send you some leaves. I'll send you some.
do we need leaves?
I wouldn't mind some leaves.
Okay.
That's
a very sweet gesture, Kevin.
Like, I'd love
right,
some send, leaves,
yes.
Man.
My bad.
Thank
send
you,
some
Holly.
Leaves.
Well, have you considered getting yourself a Canadian family also?
You know what? There's always that option.
Right?
And you know what? Particularly with what's happening in November, that is a possibility.
It might not be a bad plan. All right. Conviction, Monday night, 10 o'clock on ABC. The lovely Haley Atwell, the even lovelier Maren Dungey. Please check this show out, folks. We think you're really, really going to like it. And we miss you, and we love you, Maren. And thanks so much for making some time for us today on Kevin and Bean.
Thank you, party people. I love you so much.
Bye-bye.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:55.
Our friend RJ Bell in Las Vegas talks the NFL weekend number, what are we up to, four this weekend?
Four.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going to be able to continue the blistering pace with his 0-3 picks from last week, but we'll see how he does. That's on the way. Wow. Also, comedian Eliza Schlesinger joins us later on as well. And don't forget, we got $1,000 that you can win courtesy of the film Masterminds in the 9 o'clock hour this morning. Hey, Ralph Garman.
You know, brother was running at, what, 66% or something?
Yep. Right.
Uh-huh. No, everybody's okay, whatever. And he has one off week, and everybody's quick to jump all over his joint.
That is correct, yes.
You're going to just get on his neck.
That's accurate, yes.
That's sad. Sad, man. Speaking of sports, UFC is welcoming its new owners. I had no idea when the recent $4 billion sale of the USC happened to William Morris Endeavor and their international management group that there were so many celebrities connected to the deal. There are 23 new owners of the UFC. All of them clients of William Morris Endeavor.
Hmm.
Some of the names of people who now own the UFC might surprise you. Tom Brady, Cam Newton, Maria Sharapova, Serena and Venus Williams, Ben Affleck, Mark Wahlberg,
wow,
Adam Levine, LL Cool J, and Conan O'Brien all own a piece now of the UFC.
Interesting.
So if nothing else, they will be able to get tickets. And a check once in a while.
I feel like the UFC is not a bad investment at this point.
I suppose. Depends on what you buy in for, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was, you know, they estimated the value at $4 billion when the sale happened. I'm not sure if that's legitimate value or that's inflated because of potential earnings.
Yeah.
I guess you got to wait and see, but sure seems popular. It's not like buying Twitter or something dumb like that.
No,
right?
No one
would
do that.
Be an idiot to do that.
Ridiculous.
Speaking of Ben Affleck and Tom Brady and their butt love for each other, you know, Omaze is a charitable organization that puts together celebrities and causes. And what you do is, Omaze.com has a variety of celebrity-oriented charity causes where you can buy what basically amounts to a lottery ticket. $10 donation allows you to be entered in to potentially win, fill in the blank. J.J. Abrams famously did this. I think probably it was the big first Omaze phenomenon where he said you could be a small part in the new Star Wars film if you donate $10.
Yeah, that was huge.
The Star Trek franchise has done it. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have both done it separately to raise money for their causes. And now they're at it again. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, and Tom Brady have gotten together to raise money for charity, and what you are donating your $10 in hopes of winning is a day in Boston with the three of them, getting pizza and drinking beer and throwing the ball around.
All right. So Allie, is that your dream life right there?
Pretty cool.
I might have donated $200 and I get a t-shirt and a growler.
$200,000?
Well. Yeah, I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. So you get to spend the day in Boston with those three Bostonians. That just sounds like hell, right?
Sounds like
not only
the
do
best.
You have to be in Boston, but you have to be with those three.
The best.
And the video is basically Ben Affleck and Matt Damon arguing about who's a better friend with Tom Brady. That's the entire video.
Okay.
I don't have time for it all to hear, but here's a little taste of it where Ben Affleck is saying Tom and I are closer friends, and Matt says, I don't know about that because you know what his favorite movie is.
Anyway, it's going to be an amazing night, okay? We can hang out. We'll talk sports or politics. Or maybe Tom could tell you what his favorite movie of all time is.
Or maybe he'll tell you about the time you pressured him into making him wear a Jason Bourne t-shirt, and it was really uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah, he still wore it.
He felt bad for you.
All right, clearly this is a sore spot for you, Ben, and sorry to bring it up.
Yeah.
Can't help what Tom loves.
And they go and talk about how
so good.
Matt says he's going to get matching tattoos with Tom. And Ben says, oh, but his chin is just like mine. And then Matt Damon says, yeah, your ugly chin was the only thing in Batman. And if it had been Tom Brady's chin in that costume, the movie would have made $4 billion. And it's very entertaining. But still, really, Boston and those three. What
amazing.
Do I win? Can I win something? How much do I have to pay to not go? That's what I want to know. How much money would they raise? Hey, give us $20 and you don't have to spend any time in Boston with these three guys talking about Boston stuff. I guess Tom Brady has a lot of time to do charity stuff lately, so that's cool. It's nice. It's good for him to do that. And his nude photo shoots.
Right?
You mean when somebody took pictures of him on vacation as he was laying there with a towel over himself?
My God.
That's an invasion of privacy.
Someone
it's disgusting.
Get her a napkin.
It's disgusting. You do it to a woman, it's, oh, that's horrible. What a violation. You do it to a man, and all of a sudden it's okay. No, that's sexist, Ralph. You're a sexist against men, and I won't stand for it.
Yeah. You know me. I'll sexist I am against men.
Yep.
That's true.
Violation of his privacy.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Maddie Ziegler. She's the little girl who dances in all those Sia videos. She's talented and a little creepy. She's 14 years old today. Actor Ezra Miller, soon to be seen as The Flash in the upcoming Justice League film, 24 years old today. Rapper T-Pain is 31. Kieran Culkin, the actor of the acting Culkin family, is 34, as is Lacey Chabert, lovely and talented actress. Marion Cotillard is 41 years old. I don't even have to defend Marion Cotillard's beautiful eyes because they're not bonkers, and everyone knows it, and so there.
Bonkers. And by the way, not only is she a tremendously beautiful woman and a very talented Oscar-winning actress, she's the only one who was able to see through the 9/11 scam and bring us the truth.
Right? And the moon landing. Don't forget that.
Oh, that's right. The moon landing, too.
And actress Jenna Elfman. Speaking of conspiracies, she's 45 years old today. What are your crimes, Kevin? What are your crimes?
She didn't start yelling at me.
What are your crimes? You don't know, man.
He was yelling that at me.
What are your crimes?
We were talking about, we got into Scientology, unfortunately.
Yeah, Kevin brought up Scientology when we had Jenna Elfman in his
and that
was the last time we had her.
Yeah, it was.
Guest,
it was maybe not the best idea.
Yeah.
Huh. She did start yelling, what are your crimes, though?
Well, because you have a lot of, in her defense, you have a lot of crimes.
Right, I was going through the Rolodex. I was like, I don't know, what
does
she know about?
Or... Alphabetically, most recent, I'm not quite sure how to present them, Jenna. I'm Ralph Garman, I walk the showbiz beat.
What a voice that Florence has.
Yep.
What an unbelievable voice, and what a nice lady, too. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to the Kevin Amin Show here on a Friday morning. It is RJ Bell time. Hit it, Steve.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
You can follow him on Twitter at RJInVegas. He is the founder of Pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press. And we look forward to catching up for a few minutes every week about the upcoming NFL weekend. How are you, Mr. Bell, sir?
Not great. 0-3
last week. What? 0-3?
Yeah, but listen.
What are we paying you for?
Well, you see, I'm still waiting for that check. But here's the thing. You know what movies, it's like a mountain climbing movie, and someone's like, hey, I'm going to get drunk and go climb Widow's Peak. You
right.
know? And everyone looks like, oh, don't do that. Same thing with Vegas. We were strutting a little bit last week. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 2.5, 2 years and change of winning. We were strutting. Vegas doesn't let you strut. we got SmackDown.
Yeah, they do let you know who's boss. Here's a clip of what RJ warned us all about before he gave us his picks that ended up going 0-3. Listen to this.
Now, we're doing great, and the energy's awesome, but this is far from... We could go 0-3 this week, honestly, very easily. So okay. We always got to keep that in mind.
He called it.
So he did call it. He warned us.
I guess it was a good prediction, right?
you were one for one in that prediction.
100%.
All right. Well, let's see if we can turn the ship around. Let's start for your NFL Week 4 predictions with the underdog. You've got Jacksonville at Indianapolis. Now, this is the London game, and I was curious to know, now that they've been doing those London games for a few seasons now, what impact does that really have on the line or on the outcome of the game, RJ?
I think it's an advantage for Jacksonville. That's our pick this week for the underdog. You know, this game's got a spread less than a field goal, and that's always easier for the handicapper because it's pretty much picked the winner. And I think we've got two even teams. Jacksonville and Colts are about even, but here's the special factor that gives us an edge. Jacksonville plays in London every year. Every year, this is the first time for the Colts. So why is that an advantage? Jags have learned from experience about the travel, time zone changes, the hotels. Every year means they have more fans that follow them in London. They're familiar with the stadium. All kind of good things for Jacksonville. Now, the Colts, first time ever in London, and they're not a very good road team. Check this out. Andrew Luck in his career at home, 23-9 straight up, right? Very good.
Yep.
On the road, 16-16.
Wow.
So not a good road team. And here's why. They've got the stadium with the dome, so they get completely the elements, no elements, exactly what they want. When they're on the road, they got to deal with the weather, and especially here in London, they got to deal with the grass, and it's a tough surface that also hurts the Colts. So we've got even teams, but we've got Jacksonville with a big home advantage, and they're getting points. We're getting 2.5 underdog special, Jacksonville.
That makes insane amount of sense to me. I'm ready to go to Las Vegas on that pick. You explained it so well. All right. How about the Lions and the Bears? They're two terrible teams. That's your best bet, right, RJ?
I don't know if Detroit's terrible. Bet here. Detroit -2.5. First, though, important lesson. There's going to be trends on either side of a game. So, for example, you look at a trend like Detroit as a road favorite, 4-18 against the spread. People are like, how can you play Detroit? Well, look at the flip side. The Bears at home, last 27 home games, they've only covered 5 times. So it's important to realize if you have enough trends in front of you, there's going to be some on both teams. You've just got to learn how to weight them properly. Think about Detroit is they made a change midseason last year. They changed offensive coordinators. Now, typically, I don't talk about offensive coordinators, but the new guy, his name, Jim Bob Cooter. First, I love saying Jim Bob Cooter.
Sure.
So I just wanted to bring that up. But also, there's this. Is since Jim Bob Cooter started as the offensive coordinator, there's been 11 games. Matt Stafford, the quarterback for Detroit, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. No one's talking about this.
Huh.
But it's a clean, it's not some arbitrary starting day. Jim Bob Cooter, 24 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. So I think Detroit's a little underrated right now. Bears, by the way, decimated by injuries on defense. Not the big names, but a lot of really good starters are out. That's undervalued typically. So we're going to make best bet Lions, and they're laying less than a field goal.
Talking to our friend RJ Bell in Las Vegas from pregame.com about the NFL Week 4 predictions. You got burned on Monday night last week in New Orleans. How are you feeling about Minnesota hosting the New York Giants on Monday Night Football?
We actually are 0-3 on Monday night.
All right.
I'm so stubborn. I'm just going to keep going with Monday night. Let's think about Minnesota. We like them as the pick, the big game pick, Minnesota laying 5. What's the narrative right now for the casual fan? Yeah, 3-0 is part of it, but also they lost their starting quarterback. And also they lost Adrian Peterson, the best running back in football, some would say. But here's the reality. Sam Bradford is at least as good as Teddy Bridgewater. And Adrian Peterson is worth about a half point per game at most. Running backs are not super valuable, even a good one. Though you got a question. Peterson certainly didn't have great stats. He was getting a little older, obviously. Didn't have great stats. So a small loss there. Now, so the public narrative right now undervalues Minnesota. The professional bettors are also undervaluing Minnesota. Here's why. Most of the pros are so numbers-based. They're kind of slaves to the sabermetrics. Typically, numbers tell you the true story. That's why they're professional bettors. That's why they win. But occasionally, a team is so disciplined, pays so much attention to detail, their scoreboard is better consistently than their stats. The Patriots are like that, and Belichick. If you look at their stats, they should never have the record they do. Well, Minnesota has proven to be like that. So I think this is a team underrated by the public and professionals, and they have a great home field. Remember, they have a new stadium. It was built especially for crowd noise, which is going to be even bigger on the Monday Night Football game. Crowd's going to be rocking. Big game pick, Minnesota, -5 over the Giants.
RJ's picks always sound so great before the games are played, don't they?
you say that ironically after the one bad week. Come on.
The underdog pick is Jacksonville -2.5 versus the Colts. The best bet is the Lions -2.5 at the Bears. And the big game pick is the Vikings -5 hosting the Giants. Before we let you go, the Rams with a very impressive win last week. They have Kevin's Arizona Cardinals who were really blown out in Buffalo. How are you feeling about that just briefly before we say goodbye, RJ?
I lean Arizona. Line was 9. Now it's down to 7.5. So Rams have gotten some money here. Thing about a big favorite like this, Arizona, they're 1-2. So you know they're going to be focused, and that's always the question with a big favorite. One last thing to think about. Rams are not good on offense. All they have is Gurley and the running game. Here's the stat of the week. Arizona has allowed only 7 100-yard rushers their last 48 games. So this is a team that's really good against the run. So I would lean towards Arizona -7.5. Remember, just a lean.
You can get to all the details on these games, the rest of the schedule, and college as well at pregame.com. Follow RJ, and he loves to hear from Kevin and Bean listeners after a bad weekend at RJ in Vegas. Pregame.com. Thanks for the time, sir.
Thank you.
Kind of an exciting weekend for a lot of us at work here on the Kevin and Bean Show and at K-Rock because many people are invited to Beer Mug's wedding. And I will tell you, in addition to hearing all the talk about how much they're looking forward to the wedding, I'm also hearing a lot of, man, I sure hope they let us know if it gets called off. And well, you don't usually hear that with wedding talk.
Here's the thing. Muggs is involved, right?
Come on, you
so
guys.
And he does not have a success rate of 100% on all things he attempts?
Beer Mug is not a known winner.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as Nicole finds out who she's marrying...
Uh-huh. Well, she knows.
I feel like they've dated a good decade
or so. Yeah, they've been together like 8 years or something.
The solid
Kevin.
Call there would be to call it off, right?
But here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing from Chip and I'm hearing from Omar. Omar is... Wow, when the thing gets canceled, I hope I'm not already on the road because it's a long drive from my house to where the wedding
no,
is.
No, that's just us harassing Muggs.
So you're all hoping you find out tonight rather than tomorrow.
We're like, Muggs, we're going to text you at noon. If she realizes that it's you, maybe it'll be off.
Hey, Beer Mug, a man who's about to be married in 25 hours, how are you?
Good morning, you guys. I'm feeling great, excited for the big day. But, you know, guys, listen, if it does get called off and Omar's on the road, at least there's an open bar. We'll keep the open bar going. There's going to be catering. It'll just be like a big party.
I like that.
Everybody in suit.
That's the only person who's ever said a wedding that's called off is going to be a big party.
So, in other words, since everything's paid for, you're going to still go ahead and host all of your friends, even though there won't be a ceremony?
Exactly. It'll be like a really swanky party with everybody looking dapper in their finest attire, open bar, all-you-can-eat buffet. It's going to be great.
You know, if the wedding is called off, you're not both going to be at that party, right?
I'm going to be. I know.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, so you've decided you're going to be there and Nicole's not invited. I think this is a good start.
We might be able to work something out, but yeah, I'm definitely going to be there.
So okay. It's tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Tomorrow at 5 p.m.
All right.
The ceremony is going to start at 5:30. We did the rehearsal yesterday. Everything's looking good.
Wait, were you there? Like, did you go to the rehearsal?
Yes, I was at the
And did Nicole
yesterday.
See you?
Nicole did, in fact, see me.
Does she there. Know that you're the one she's marrying?
I think so. I think she's aware of that, yes.
Maybe she just thought you were a stand-in.
No. I think it's known. Her whole family was there. They rehearsed. So,
well, look, Muggs, we're going to do a phone topic here on people who called off their wedding at the last minute, like a week out or a day out or an hour out. That's the topic on the table here on the Kevin Bean Show this morning at 1-800-520-1067. How close to when the wedding was supposed to happen was it canceled?
And this has nothing to do with you.
Has nothing to do with you.
Our conversation with you is separate.
Random, yeah. But sure. I do want to say this in all sincerity, Muggs, and that is, forget I'm talking about you. Anyone. This could be anyone. If you think it's a bad idea, call off the wedding before you get married.
What is wrong with you?
No, I'm serious. This is good advice for everybody. The people who go, what happens, and you see this story all the time. The people go, I knew it was a mistake as I was walking down the aisle.
But all of us are joking with Muggs. Now you're giving him real advice?
No, I'm giving everybody else advice. This has nothing to do with Muggs.
Oh, I see.
But there are people who know it's a mistake when they walk down the aisle, and because they've already put in so much time and so much money and their relatives are there and people have paid, you know, to get dressed up and to fly and to get hotels and everything, people are embarrassed and they feel like it's too late to call off the wedding. It's better to call off the wedding and deal with all of that fallout than to go through with it and then be miserable and end up getting a divorce a few months later.
That is true. I will back you up on that.
That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but then
why are you the way that you are? Honestly, every time I try to do something fun or exciting, you make it not that way. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
I'm just trying to give some good advice. Muggs, that makes sense to you, what I'm saying, right?
Look, money is only dirty paper. It could be recouped in the end. Money is only dirty paper. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with embarrassment. I'm going through with the wedding.
Right, Bean wasn't talking about you at all.
Yeah,
no, though.
I know you are. You guys are going to be married for 50 effing years. I'm not worried about you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Bean was just giving advice to other people.
To other people, right, because we're talking about the topic of weddings. Yeah, you guys are fine, man. You guys are rock solid. You're aces.
We are aces.
Okay. All right, Muggs.
But text us, seriously.
Do let us know, though, just in case something changes.
But, Kevin, honestly, look, open bar.
Right.
You're there, right?
Probably, yeah.
Even if it's canceled, you're still coming.
Right, but I can take off the suit.
Oh, yeah, good point, Kevin.
Right?
You don't have to.
Maybe just pack a little bag in your car.
I like it.
Okay.
Open bar plus your mom. Yeah, Kevin's there.
Oh!
Hey, did you talk to her, Muggs? Did you tell her the plan?
No, I'm gonna do it tomorrow at the wedding, I think. It'll be a...
What? So am I. That's terrible planning.
Oh, God.
How do I know if you've let her know yet?
We need
some kind of signal. Go to your tie. Like,
don't say you'll prep her before. I mean,
you know what I mean.
I don't want to know what any of you mean.
We
don't.
Well, listen, Muggs, we're going to go take some calls from people who called off the wedding at the last minute. That's what we want to hear from at 1-800-520-1067. But that's absolutely not going to be you. I'm sorry that I won't be there to see you guys tomorrow, but I'm wishing you all the best and all the love and congratulations, all right?
Thank you. We are rock solid.
Yep. Text us.
All right. Bye, Muggs.
1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you next.
Are today.
All right.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
All right.
What's happening?
All right.
What's going on? Why don't you just hit the button?
It's just doing good work. That's what's happening.
Oh, is it Chip's fault?
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes the best laid plans when it comes to weddings do not work out. Melissa writes in, hey, Kevin and Bean, my wedding was called off a week and a half before the date for the wedding in Mexico. I still went with all of my family and friends. Then I went ahead and went on the honeymoon with the maid of honor. I'd paid for all of it, so everyone thought we should just try to make the best of it. It was actually very therapeutic and a supportive way to restart and get on with how things were going to be once I got home. Rock on, Melissa. So it sounds like she handled it pretty well.
All right.
A friend of mine canceled her wedding 2 weeks before, and it's because he wouldn't sign a prenup.
Oh.
She comes from a pretty prominent family, has some money. Mm-hmm. And
They get to 2 weeks?
She just kept saying, listen, we've got to get this done. Oh, my lawyer's looking at it.
Oh, wow.
Finally, she said, we need to get it done this week or the wedding's off. And he's like, oh, no, we'll get to it. He kept thinking that she'd be like, all right, fine.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And she just said, nope, we're done.
Good for her.
Absolutely.
And did they just call off the wedding and continue dating, or did they break up?
Oh, no, they broke up because she basically saw that this dude, he wasn't signing it for a reason.
Okay, I gotcha. Good
times.
That prenup conversation is a very difficult one to have because you think it's love and we're going to get married and we're going to stay together forever, and that's admitting that there's a possibility it won't work out that way. I can understand why it's awkward, but you got to do it if she insists, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
Everyone should do it.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's go to line two. Let's get started in Culver City with our man Kenny. Find out what happened after his wedding got canceled.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey. How far out in advance of the day did you decide the wedding was off?
Well, it wasn't my wedding. It was my best friend's wedding, and it was 2 days.
2 days.
Oh, wow.
All right.
2 days. So everybody flew in. All his family flew in from out of town. The wedding was in Oceanside. So the wedding got called off. We didn't like the bride anyway, so it was kind of a good thing.
Okay.
So everybody still went down to the venue. We all partied. We basically made it a celebration of him not getting married to this douchebag of a bride because we all hated it. So the mom paid for everybody to stay down there, still go down, have a party, drink, open bar, everything.
All right. So it was a win-win for everybody except the bride.
Absolutely. So, yeah, none of the bride's family went.
Sure.
It was a good thing.
Okay. All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's try Roman. He's in Huntington Beach, line four. Let's talk about how late is too late to call off a wedding. Roman, welcome to the show.
Well, hey, guys. Here's a story. I was 12 years old helping out my father, who was a photographer doing, weddings and whatnot. And we show up at the, not the bride's house, but the groom's house, which to me, I always thought was kind of weird. So we show up there, take pictures, and we're like, should we be at the bride's house? And he's like, no, this is how it's supposed to go off for this one. I go, okay.
But wait, was the bride there?
No. She was at her place.
Okay.
Normally we would take pictures at her place.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We get to the church, and she's not there. We wait an hour, 2 hours, hour and a half. She never shows up.
Wow. I thought that was only in the movies.
Was there actually a wedding?
No. Everything got called off, and no one ever showed up. It's just, we were like, well, what do we do now? Well, I don't know. Let's just all go home. So everyone just went home. I mean, there was nothing to do, but I don't know if they had the party or not. But, yeah, she didn't show up.
Well, at least you got a lot of pictures of dudes, right?
So you got that going for you.
That was what happened.
Which is nice.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing is when the couple doesn't come together and decide they're going to cancel the wedding, just one of them doesn't show.
Oh, man.
Then you got a runaway bride situation.
But if you have that situation, do you have the photographer come to your house as a guy?
Well,
I don't think he knew at that point.
Yeah, he might have thought it was still on.
Yeah.
That he was still going to see her. Maybe their deal was we don't want to see each other before the wedding. So that's why we're not going to get the wedding pictures taken together. Let's do them separately. Then we'll take separate ones. They'll take them together after the ceremony.
She was on a plane out of the country.
She was on a honeymoon with the best
All right. Let's try Samantha. She's in Irvine. She's up next. Line one, please, on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Samantha.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you. My best friend, I'm actually agreeing with Bean. But my best friend went through, became bridezilla in her planning, and wound up going through the marriage and getting married, and then 2 weeks later, they were filing for an annulment because she found somebody else at her work who she wanted to be with, who she's now married to and has 2 children with, but...
I mean, they gave it 2 weeks.
Yeah. It was a good run.
So... All right. So,
together for 5 years.
So she was a friend of yours, and she knew as the wedding date approached, she realized I'm making a mistake. But was it like what I was talking about, where she felt like she was too far in and it would have been too humiliating to announce to everybody that it was off?
Yes. She was just like, and she knew her parents had spent a ton of money. It was $25,000.
Whoa.
Like, for the wedding. So, like, her dress was a $3,000 dress. So she spent all this money. And just couldn't do it and thought, well, maybe I'll just try the whole marriage thing and screw up somebody else's life. And, yeah, it didn't work out so well.
Good times.
Yeah. So it kind of sucked. And it was an emotional thing. Like, everybody's like, we bought presents. We came. We flew in from Italy. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but I mean, she should have made that call, you know, tough as it would have been. So, all right, Samantha, glad you called. Look, again, not that any of this conversation of any of these stories has anything to do with Beer Mug and Nicole. They're going to be fine.
Right.
They're going to be great.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Hey!
Nope. Not a hey situation.
Why are you bowing? 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:52.
One of our favorite comedians in the world, Eliza Schlesinger, in the next room with her beautiful dog, Blanche. They'll be joining us in studio coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Blanche is one of my favorite dogs in the world.
Blanche is awesome.
She's really the best. The toothless wonder, as I call her. Because being dachshund, they lose their teeth a lot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Reggie's going through the same thing.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
Yeah, a lot of teeth are coming out. And I was, as I was leaving, I said, oh, I wish Blanche was my dog instead of my dog.
Oh,
I don't have
wow.
That's
dog.
Mean. Ruff has always hated his dog.
Blanche is just friendly and warm and fun and relaxed.
Why don't you relocate your dog?
Puppy dog Lake. Puppy Lake.
No, don't say that. To a family that might appreciate your dog.
Who would appreciate
I don't know.
A nervous, neurotic mess of a dog.
Maybe if Reggie spent some time with Blanche, Reggie could see, like, what Reggie's life could be.
Maybe if...
With someone else.
Maybe, well, maybe that's it.
Maybe if Reggie spent some time at a farm.
Oh come Ralph, on. With the, stop no, with the air
he went to a farm
stop
to
it.
Have a better life.
Don't say
maybe
that.
Maybe that would be better for him.
Reggie's a sweet dog who's just misunderstood.
He's not misunderstood. I understand him completely. He's a freaking mess. He needs puppy Prozac.
How old is Reggie?
I don't know, nine-ish.
Are you at the point where you're just praying for sweet
death?
There's
a lot of years left, unfortunately. With those small dogs, there's a lot of years
oh,
left.
Oh, come on.
A lot of years left with Reggie.
The thing about Ralph is
but we all
consistent.
Often talk at the home, at the house. We all have had an asshole, Reggie.
Oh.
So we all talk with great relish about what the next dog we're going to get is. We keep
oh,
looking
no.
forward to
as you
the
look
next
at Reggie.
Dog.
Well,
we're like,
even
oh,
your daughter?
When we get, yeah.
Well, because I thought that would be the sticky point. Get rid of Reggie. Give him to another family.
Well, no, she obviously loves Reggie, but we all enjoy conversations. We go, what's the next? What are we going to get next? What do you think the next dog will be? Oh, the next dog will be fun and friendly, and you can go for a walk without pulling or crying or scared of everything. Oh, those are going to be good times. We all look forward to the next dog with great relish. So,
Reggie.
We got that going
we need
for
to
us.
Check on Reggie.
Reggie's fine, trust me. Oh, Reggie's more than fine.
Okay.
Reggie's got the best
Reggie?
Freaking life. He's got a better life than he deserves, I'll tell you that much. He just hangs out in the house and barks at everything that walks by the window and every noise and just hangs out and eats well and sleeps all day. He's got a great life. Don't worry about Reggie. Don't check on Reggie. Check on me. I'm the one who's got the problems.
Robert, it's often said that there are no bad dogs, just bad owners. Do you disagree?
As
part of this,
he's not a bad
fault.
Dog. He doesn't bite anyone. He doesn't tear anything up. He's not a bad dog. He's just a mess. It's just a mess.
Just tough to train.
He's been a mess from minute one. He's not tough to train. He knows lots of tricks. You're missing the whole point. I don't think you're hearing me at all. I really don't. I don't think you're listening at all to what I'm saying.
Well, I am, but I'm, what I'm saying is if your dog is barking at everything, usually that's a training thing.
No.
Yes.
No, it just isn't. Some dogs are hyper and hypersensitive, and they bark. They're very territorial and protective. It's just it's a breed or a nature thing, but it's not a training thing. He's well trained. It's just
it sounds like it.
It might be best if you just let it go. Okay.
Okay, I'll let it go.
No, that was not for you.
Oh. Lady Gaga, it has been confirmed, we've all heard the news, but Lady Gaga will be the halftime show at the Super Bowl, of course. Quick pop quiz. Can you name the only other four women who have taken on that...
Beyonce.
...that other challenge? That's one,
yeah. Katy Perry.
That's two.
Madonna.
That's three. One more. You're missing
Janet
one.
Janet Jackson.
Well, she was with Justin. Does that count?
Yeah, does that not count?
It doesn't on this list.
There's one more. Recent or old?
Oh, it's been a while ago.
Okay. Oh, another woman playing the halftime show.
Yeah, I'd forgotten all about it, actually, until I read this list, so it wouldn't surprise me if it didn't.
Gloria Estefan.
Didn't pop into your mind. Not on this list.
Thank God. She definitely played. She definitely was part of one of them.
I don't know.
Diana Ross. Diana Ross was
no
the
memory
halftime
of that at all.
Show in 1986.
Huh. No memory.
She did the halftime show. Huh. So, according to this list, those are the four women who have performed the halftime show.
It's weird that they. It's weird that they don't include Janet Jackson.
Well, she didn't
was
really
with
do
Justin
it. Justin Timberlake was the halftime.
But she still was a lady performing.
But so was Beyonce
you know what the,
last
the list
year.
Is. It's women who have done the halftime show by themselves. You know that's what the list is.
Well, Beyonce did it with Chris Martin.
Yeah, why isn't Beyonce on the list? Would you consider Beyonce having done the halftime show, Bean?
I don't remember. I thought she did. I thought she had done a halftime show, no?
No, she was on with Chris Martin and Coldplay.
Then no, that doesn't count.
Well, then why does Janet Jackson count?
Look, in my memory, Janet Jackson did the halftime show. I remember her more than I remember Justin Timberlake.
You remember her boob.
That's
that
right.
Justin Timberlake pulled the jacket and
right.
exposed her nipple. So who pulled the boob?
It was
thing?
Justin Timberlake.
Okay,
like,
then.
She did it by herself. In my memory, aliens came and exposed her boob with some sort of tractor beam.
Can't today.
But really, do we have like a Bean's memory list of things the way Bean remembers them? You're a nightmare. You're the Reggie of people. Maybe you've been poorly trained.
People Lake?
Ugh. Just getting out of here. I just
Lady
gotta go.
Gaga!
Right, Lady Gaga?
I mean,
I'm with
that
you.
Lady could stop.
Today's celebrity birthdays, dancer Maddie Ziegler. You know her. She's the one from all the Sia videos. She's her childish doppelganger. With that little thing she does.
She dances really weird, but unique.
Yes, she's very talented.
Yeah, I like her.
She's 14 years old today. Ezra Miller, soon to be seen as The Flash, is 24 years old. Rapper T-Pain, 31 years old. Kieran Culkin, of the acting Culkins, turns 34. Where's Macaulay? You don't see Macaulay a lot lately.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone check in on him. I'm worried. Lacey Chabert is 34 years old today. Jenna Elfman turns 45. Marion Cotillard,
bonkers,
is 41 years old today. What about her eyes strike you as bonkers, Kevin?
Just there's a little bit of bonkerism.
When you look at when you describe it that way, now I can see it you've been so clear and concise, I can understand what you're talking about.
It's just, it's there. Just trust me. I'm Donald Trump.
The size
trust
of
me.
Them or how far apart they are,
it's
how close they are?
It's a little of all of the above. Sort of a little of everything.
It's a little of all
it's a
the
little,
above.
There's a
what's
little crazy
the rest
there.
Of it if it's
there's
not
a
all
tiny
the above.
Little
bonkers.
There.
There's no
when
bonkers
look,
and no crazy.
Bonkers.
What is it about her eyes that makes them
she's
bonkers?
She's beautiful. I'm not saying she's not beautiful.
Okay, then explain to me what it is about her eyes that are bonkers.
How do you explain bonkers?
You're the one calling them that, so I was hoping you could.
Bonkers.
There's some bonkerism. In your mind, Kevin, when you look at Marion Cotillard, is it like looking at Stewie from Family Guy, where you've just got eyes on opposite sides of the head that are kind of bulging out a little
no,
bit?
No,
not nearly that much.
Like
just
Marty
a little,
Feldman?
Just a
like
tiny
Marty
bit.
Feldman
no, just a little bit. Just a tiny
bonkers.
Bit.
Bonkers.
Back to you.
I don't want it. You keep it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show his beat.
Look. We all love Eliza, and she's the best, and we're glad she's here. But the last words coming out of her mouth before that song ended was that dogs can pick up on ghosts. Dogs know when there are ghosts in the house.
You're throwing me under the bus. I was just saying, because of Ralph's dog, I was saying that he thinks he's so the dog's so crappy, the dog probably senses that energy. And I was like, you know how dogs can sense ghosts. And the second that came out of my mouth, I'm like, oh, God. But dogs know when it's raining and they can sense things.
Absolutely.
I know when it's raining. I think they can sense emotion, too. Like, when you're sad, I think dogs can feel that.
Yeah, so they can feel disdain toward them. You're acting like I'm saying, like, I'm a Pisces. That matters. Like, I'm not that girl.
All right. Thank you for bringing Blanche in with you, although I suspect there aren't very many places you go where you don't take Blanche,
there
right?
There are not very many places I go where I don't take her, and she's a fluffy morning treat for all.
What do you do when you've got to go to, like, the supermarket or something? Do you leave her in the car or do you leave her at home?
First of all, I would never admit to leaving a dog in a car in Los Angeles. Like,
I like it, just that you wouldn't admit it.
I would never do it.
Okay, good.
She got too much fur. She comes in her bag, and I just zip her up in her little bag, and that's it. She's quiet. Like, she goes in with the groceries. Nobody knows she's there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you can fly with her with ease, right? You just put her in your purse.
Yeah, I fly with her. Well, she has a little dog bag she likes. And what's so funny is that I'll land somewhere. I'll be at the airport. And someone will come up to pet her and they'll be like, she go on the plane? I'm like, no, she runs along beside it, fast as she can. Littlest legs in the land.
Eliza's here because her new special is now available on Netflix. It just premiered last Friday. It's called Confirmed Kills, yes. And we'll talk a bunch about it. But I wanted to ask, because we were talking about Blanche, tell us how you did that opening, because she makes an appearance right at the top of the show.
Yes, she does. We had a ball gown made for her. And the funny part about it was I had this idea. I was like, I want Blanche to open the show by running across the stage in a beautiful gown. So some production people, they call me. They're like, okay, we can get a dog made for her. It's going to cost $600, okay? I was like, no, not okay.
$600.
Go to Target, get a christening dress for a baby, stick it on my dog. And then we got it down to like $200. So they made her that red dress with the 20-foot train.
Well, she'll wear it again.
She'll wear it again. To someone's wedding. I just held a bunch of treats on the other side of the stage, and I just yelled for her, and someone held her little body, and then they just set her on the stage, and she ran toward me. It took a couple takes because of all the noise and all the lights. She's like, dogs love lights,
yeah, I'm sure,
and noise. And we got it.
I was really impressed because there was a lot of distraction going on, and I just picture her getting 30 feet out onto the stage and then looking and realizing there were all those people that she could now go sniff.
Yeah,
you know?
You've seen the outtakes. It took a couple takes, but we did get it, and you know, people were happy to see her in a dress.
That was very cool.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
We did change the lighting. It was cool.
You filmed in Chicago. This is your third Netflix special, I want to say.
It is.
And you were jacked for this thing. What's up with that? Where'd that body come from, Eliza?
I feel I've always had that body. Like Michelangelo making the David. No, I really wanted my material. I felt it was very strong and such an empowering message. I wanted my body to reflect the material, so it was a real artistic endeavor. But I just felt like it made sense to look strong for this. So I gave up drinking about a month and a half out, and I got a personal trainer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's commitment.
And I'm not a huge, like, I like to drink, like, with my friends. Like, I don't drink alone, unlike some comics, you know, and I know that drinking, that came out wrong. I don't drink alone, period. Some comics like to drink on stage. It's their thing. I never drink before I go to work.
Right.
I think it's a respect thing. So I gave up drinking altogether, and I got a trainer, and we just got into it. I started lifting heavy things. And got monkey arms.
You really did.
Gorilla traps.
And had you ever gone through a phase in your life before where you were that dedicated to training, or was it really just for this show?
Not even that dedicated to anything, ever. It was just for the show. I go to the gym as it is, but I got like a person. This girl came up to me at the gym, and she was like, you know, just like really bubbly. Like, of course you work at a gym. You're super bubbly. She was like, have you ever had a trainer? And I was like, no, those are for fat people and kids who don't know how to play sports. Like, I was so dismissive because I figured, like, I play JV everything. I know what I'm doing. She was like, can I just show you some things? And I guess I'd been doing squats and lunges wrong my whole life.
Is that right?
I just
She immediately said a couple of different things.
So many things. And I was like, take my money. Take my money now. And I'm still with her. So I like it.
I thought the day you filmed the special would be it. You'd never see a gym again.
No, I go to the gym all the time anyway. Anybody who follows my Instagram account sees my gym selfies. But I got like an actual person to fine-tune it. Because otherwise you're on the elliptical for 20 minutes. You do some like lady stretches and you're like, what a day. Time for a virgin check. It's amazing what you'll see people at gyms. Like they'll bring like full-on snacks. Like you'll see guys that are like overweight with like their protein chocolate shakes. I'm like, don't drink it during the workout. Save it. So yeah, still into it. Still into her. We're still in love. Month later.
Good for you.
It's good. Good for me.
What did you want to? What did you want to do on this Netflix special that you hadn't done before? Or is that a stupid question?
No, it's a stupid question. Next, I think that the other specials were, you know, they're fun and they've got a lot of great catchphrases, and it's a lot of making fun of girls and being part of that. And you know, I was in my late 20s, I think early 30s when I made those, which I guess I still am in my early 30s no matter what anyone says. But I felt this obligation to not just make fun of girls but also kind of defend them, because I think at a certain point satire and making fun of, if you do it too much, you become part of the problem. Like if you don't take a stand to kind of let people know. So this is, it's super digestible. It kind of defends girls, but you know, men love it because it's not male bashing and it's not like my period's okay, right? Like, which it is okay to talk about, but this is more about just sort of being on a girl's side, but not being anti guys. But anyway, and then of course talking about Shark Tank and how much I hate mermaids and why CrossFit is a cult and things like that. So.
You do not like CrossFit.
I just don't like classes, and I don't like
it's the people. I sensed that when you were talking about them that just drive you crazy.
No, like they're also good looking. That doesn't bother me.
Okay.
I think I don't like the idea of a class, and I think being a comic, you know, we don't do class. It's like I'm a road dog and I'm alone in this world. I don't like the class. I don't like lifting things till you puke. And I just don't think building up that much muscle for an ordinary person is necessary. Like, what are you going to do with that horse meat? Go guard a village? Oh, wait, you work at a Mazda dealership. Take it easy.
We're all one election away from the apocalypse, though, Eliza. You understand that,
you know,
right?
If Hillary wins, it's going to be over.
Right? Right? That's what I'm saying.
No!
That's my point.
No! He's not going to win.
I want to tell you, I'm not sure how to phrase this, but I feel like I learned a lot about women watching this special.
That's a great way to phrase it.
I mean, it sounds kind of dumb because, you know, I should probably be more aware of how different it is to be a woman versus being a man. But when I was watching the thing, you know, when you're talking about all the things that women think throughout their day that never cross guys' minds.
Right.
I think that was very instructive and helpful for me.
Thank you. Yeah. So, again, it's more like letting girls know, hey, you're not alone versus, aren't guys the worst? So it's things like I have this whole theory that the reason women are at a disadvantage is because we're not physically as strong as men. And
right.
That's not a knock against women. It's just a fact. Like, if you wanted to kill your wife, you could very easily, which no one's laughing at. but, you know, it's just the idea that, like, because we're not physically as strong, we're at a disadvantage. So when you get sexually harassed, yes, it's disgusting. But the underlying notion is, like, if the guy wanted to act on it, he could. That's why it's scary. And every girl knows, like, every girl in this building knows, don't sit in your car after you started it. You drive, walk with your keys maybe in your hands, like, you know, ask somebody to walk you somewhere. Like, we just think of the, like, every girl leaves her house in the morning. She's like, gotta pick up blueberries. I'm gonna go to yoga. I might die today. Like, it's a thought.
That's a real thing.
You know, don't leave your drink uncovered at a bar. You know, when you learn these things as you get older more and more, but, like, it's just, it just, and it, we naturally take these things into account. And guys don't have to think
Your
about
story
it.
Of being on the floor in the bar, though, was fantastic.
Thank you.
That's not really.
It's a true story.
Where you want to find yourself.
It's 1,000% true story. We went out. We were at, like, Break Room 86. I couldn't find something in my purse. And I was like, that's it! And I just dumped out my purse on the dance floor. And it wasn't even something. It was like my lip liner. It wasn't like I need a tampon or I need to find like something to like cauterize a wound, which is like a similar idea. But it wasn't like I needed like my insulin. Like I had to find my lip liner because as women, we're expected to be so perfect all the time and we're always fixing stuff. So I was like, I've got to fix my lips so I look attractive to the 30 dudes here that aren't looking at me. And I dumped out everything on the ground. And, of course, the bouncer came over and he was like, everything all right over here? I'm like, no, dude, I am on the floor. Everything's most definitely not all right. Once you go to the floor as an adult, you lose all credibility. Like, if you ever talk to someone sitting on a curb, no one's ever like, I'm sitting on this curb because I just graduated Harvard. It's like, no. I'm sitting on this curb because life took a sharp left turn, and now I'm really into drugs.
You know what's weird is that I sit on the floor a lot. I like sitting on the floor, and everybody around is bothered by it.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody comes up to sit down and there's not a space for them, I'll just sit on the floor because I like it. I don't mind it at all, but everybody's like, no, no, no.
Because
no.
Most people grow out of that by the time they're about 7 as they start looking for a chair.
I'm saying, she's right. Everybody looks at me like I'm crazy.
The floor, it's because it's dirty. It's like a lower energy, and people are like, oh, get off. If you fall for a second or if you're down, like, get up. Help him off. I mean, as if the floor is made of lava. Get him up. Come on.
Eliza, when that was happening, that true story was happening in the club, did you know at the moment, oh, this is going to be a great story, or do you not realize that until you reflect on it the next day?
Do you know what? No. My friend who was with me, I have friends that are not comedians for a living, but they're so smart, and they'll say these, like, these sentences or these gems, and I'm like, I'm taking that. They're like, please do. And I think that's, you know, whatever. So I was with my friend Jordan, and he said, he's like, you know what shows that you're crazy is dumping out personal property on a shared communal space. He said that, and I was like, there's the bit.
Boom.
And I took the line, and that's that, yeah.
It's great. Confirmed Kills is the name of the new Netflix special. It's available right now. Eliza Schlesinger. By the way, real quick before we go to break, because I know we got a lot of other stuff to talk about. Yeah. No more Schlesinger?
Dropping Schlesinger.
Break your parents' heart? Are you famous enough now you can just be a one-namer like Madonna? Or what's
I don't
up?
Know if I'm famous enough, but I know I'm tired enough of of people mispronouncing it and people making every interview I do. You walk in, they're like, so it's your name is so stupid sounding. And then you're like,
yeah,
okay.
We've done that.
And I'm Jewish. Let's move on. It's ugly. No one spells it right. And there's no other Eliza doing
stand-up. Eliza's unique, yeah. And don't you feel like, and I'm fine if you say no, but don't you feel like Eliza with an exclamation point would even be better?
That is how I sign my autographs, actually.
Really?
But it's a little like, it's mornings with Eliza. Good morning, DFW area. I don't know. So maybe for like a show logo, but I don't want it. Because the I and the exclamation point, well, then it looks like Spanish, Liza. Because they do the exclamation points upside down and right side up.
Oh, I got you. Sure. Gotcha. All right, Eliza.com on Twitter, at Eliza. The special is available on Netflix. And don't forget, she's got a podcast on iTunes as well. More with our guest, The Eliza, when we return right after this on camera. Lightning's voice in the morning is just like waking up to warm honey, isn't it? Just beautiful. Hey, our favorite Eliza in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show with a lot of cool stuff to talk about. Let me give one more hit for Confirmed Kills, the new Netflix special. Eliza, can I take 50 seconds of your interview time away to play 50 seconds of the special on the radio?
I think that sounds good.
I thought it was really funny. I think you'll love this.
What's insane about Instagram is this. We use hashtags, right? Hashtag, formerly known as the pound sign. She got a makeover. What's weird about a hashtag is this. The more hashtags there are under a posted picture on Instagram, the less likely the last hashtag is going to have anything to do.
Hey, by the way, heads up, it just occurred to me there's an F word coming up that I forgot to beep.
Oh, so, good work.
Kevin, you take care of that.
All right.
With that posted picture. You got more than 4 hashtags under your picture. You are witnessing a human thought process devolve. By the end, it's
4th, bitches.
Hashtag 4th, hashtag beach day, hashtag B-day, hashtag independence day, hashtag independent woman, hashtag Beyonce, yes. Hashtag blessed, hashtag I pay my bills, hashtag bikini body, hashtag beach body, hashtag bout that life, hashtag don't need a man, hashtag don't want a man, hashtag never had a man, hashtag sometimes to feel a human emotion, I like to drink my own hair. What? What?
I guess the craftsmanship in that joke and how difficult that must have been to write and deliver just blows my mind, Eliza.
Thank you. It kind of just come, that part just kind of came out, the drink my own hair, just so people, it's not out of context, it's a callback to something from the beginning. But yeah, I just started noticing it. The Instagram is this very weird thing that I always liken to smoking at the turn of the last century. Everybody participates, nobody realizes the negative long-term effects.
Right.
It's like, what could go, like, all you're doing is making sure your grandkids discover, like, what a loser you were at Coachella.
Yes.
When you post a picture on Instagram. So it's just blackmail for the future. But it is an insane invention.
It's very funny. Confirmed Kills is a special. I saw this morning that you have a digital show also that I apologize I was not aware of called Forever 31. Please tell us more.
It's on ABC, the network. ABC launched a digital app. It's called ABCD. And they asked me if I wanted to do a show. So I wrote several episodes. It's also now on Hulu, so I think that might be a bit easier to find.
Oh, fantastic.
Very excited about that. So it's called Forever 31, and it's just about a girl and her two friends. And it's a lot of cutaways and flashbacks to just stories about your 30s and growing up. And I think a lot of times women are expected to only talk about dating. So this is – it's me and a little – it's like a different version of me, but she talks about – sort of the indignities of your 30s, how you're expected to feel bad about aging and how insane it is to date and how you're frustrated when your career isn't where you want it to be. So all the things that we start to think of in that career between your crazy 20s and whatever your 40s are, I don't know yet. So it's that, and we just got greenlit for season 2. So.
Is that a completely different process? Writing that?
Yeah, because you have to get notes. In stand-up, I just write. I'm like, I want to talk about taking a dump on a husky. Cool. Give me a special. And in this, you know, you get notes, and there's length, and there's budgets. So, yeah, it's different.
How did the notes strike you? Is it difficult?
I used to have an aversion to the notes.
Yeah.
And then you realize, oh, the executives really are your friends. And you suss out very quickly, like, who's an idiot and who's doing a good job.
Right.
So I got some great notes yesterday. You know, things like, no, you can't have a 15-page script about goblins. We don't have the budget. it's good, and it's a collaborative process, which as a comic I'm not used to.
Do you do it with real friends, or did you hire actors to play your friends in the show?
I hired actors, except for the part of my – okay, there's two. There's a guy and a girl. The guy we hired as an actor. And then the girl is my friend Alexis, who I actually had a web show with for many years. And we are real friends. And she's an actress. And so I made her read for it, but she got the part.
You made her read for it.
I made her read for it. And here's why. And this goes into season two.
That's sort of a dick move.
Well, because your friends tell you what they are, right? Like, I'm a comedian. And even if you don't see my stuff a lot, you assume I'm funny because I'm your friend.
Right.
She's told me she's an actress forever. I've seen her in commercials, but I've never really seen my friend act. So even though she's put in the time and she takes the classes, I assume she's a great actor.
Right.
But
it's good to see it.
I just want to see you read for yourself.
Yeah. But was it difficult to say that?
No, she got it as a professional.
Oh, she did. Okay.
She was like, no problem. And this was really more to make sure that she wasn't terrible. And she was reading for the role of herself.
That would suck.
And so in season two, we're gonna kind of shed light on the life of an actor in L.A. and at what point do you decide to give it up, if you should at all. So I think that's
only relatable to 88% of our listening audience. So I think you got a built-in audience for that. That's great.
Yeah.
And then, as if that's not all enough, with the stand-up all over the country and then the Netflix special and then this show that we just discussed, now you're also going to be doing something for Freeform?
I got a late-night show. Well,
you can't do everything, Eliza. You know that, right?
I can't. So we'll find that out. We'll find that out very soon. So it's an order for a late-night show. So we're going to start developing that.
A late-night show like a...
Like a late-night talk show.
Okay.
And hopefully that goes first quarter of next year. Hopefully it goes, period.
Right.
Hopefully that's first quarter of next year.
Okay.
But when you start sitting down and thinking about a late-night show, and you know that there have been 100 of them...
Yeah.
What can you do that hasn't been done before besides bring your own point of view?
Besides be a girl?
Oh, there's Samantha Bee.
There's Samantha
right?
Bee,
there's
but
Chelsea does hers for Netflix. I mean, there
but
has
so
been...
this is. I mean, Samantha's great, by the way, and I think Chelsea Handler built sort of a mini empire. Like nobody watched E before she was on that network. But still, there's not like a huge amount of women in late night.
Right. True.
And I'm not doing because it's like I'm. A, it's not. And again, it's not going to be like girl chat with Eliza exclamation point. But I think I've commanded audiences long enough for long amounts of time, and I think I've got some sort of credence behind my points of view. I think it's important for women to get intelligent information that isn't all about Justin Bieber and pop culture. Because for a very long time, it was, if you're a girl, you go listen to the gossip panel shows, and your husband watches The Daily Show. Of course women watch The Daily Show, but in general, like the poppier stuff was for women. And I was just like, why can't it just be a smart late-night show? Not necessarily for women, but hosted by a woman. Samantha Bee does a great job of sort of being unabashed in her points of view. Mine won't be political. At times it would be. I'll miss.
Are you
going to
have guests?
I think I'll have guests. But I think it's important to have guests. And really, like, I think Jimmy Fallon does a great job of, you get to see like Jennifer Lopez play Flip Cup or whatever the games are versus like, so tell us about your new book.
Right.
You know, you can do a little bit of that, but you want to see the human side. People, I want to know what's in Robert De Niro's refrigerator. Things like that. So there's that, and it'll just be fun. It'll be fun, and it'll be expanded stand-up.
Celebrity refrigerator is a great idea.
It's
right?
we did it, and we did it poorly.
We did it.
You did?
It was terrible.
In the 90s, Eliza.
Kevin
and I used to go over to people's houses, and it was everybody. We went to like Kelsey Grammer's house, and at the time, Ed McMahon. We went to a lot of, you know, we went to some pretty big, Joan Rivers, I think maybe we did.
Yeah.
We did a bunch of people.
But we were bad.
We were
was
bad.
Was it like Cribs, or were you going in the refrigerator?
No, it was Celebrity Refrigerator. That
was
the name of it.
Oh my God,
there was never anything interesting, and it sucked.
It was just an excuse to get in their house and get an interview with the person, but the centerpiece was, all right, let's open up your fridge. Like when I mentioned Ed McMahon, like he had it completely stuffed with Budweiser, because that was his sponsor at the time, for instance, you know?
Right.
So, but it was, I mean, it was fun, and you would do a great job with it, much more so than we did.
Well, okay, I know, I mean,
oh,
I
no
guess
question.
More the idea of just getting to know someone, but I still... I don't know. I always had the idea of, like, I want someone to open my refrigerator, and it's only champagne and under-eye patches. I'm just exuding glamour at all times, and, like, some cheese, some, like, fancy cheeses, as opposed to, like, a rotting bottle of pomegranate juice, which is what I have.
All right. Hey, we're almost out of time. Anything else you want to tell us?
I'm going to be at the Wilshire Ebell here in Los Angeles on Valentine's Day, and I will be playing the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater tomorrow.
October 1st, yeah.
What? October 1st,
oh,
I
you're
forgot.
Part of the Oddball.
Yeah, I was supposed to be, I'm just going to apologize now just in case. I was supposed to be in Mountain View today with Oddball, and I couldn't because of a scheduling error, so I'm sorry, but I will be in Irvine. And you can go to Eliza.com for tickets to my tour.
Super fun. Hey, thanks for coming in, and thanks for Blanche, too.
Thanks, you guys.
That looks to me like Dave the King of Mexico, our producer.
Hi, guys.
Hey, King, you ready for a brand new internet roundup?
Let's do it.
Wake up, and watch the internet roundup.
Yeah.
You can go to krock.com or kevinandbean.com to see all the great viral video clips of the week. This first one, I wish we had more time for because it is one of the coolest things I've seen happen in sports in a long time. Allie, actually, you watched a little more of this than I did yesterday. What happens at the Ryder Cup?
A guy was basically heckling one of the golfers because nobody was making these putts. And the golfer said, hey, come on out and why don't you try it? And the guy went out and just sank it.
Nailed it.
Ridiculous.
Now, how was that allowed? Like the people running the tournament, how do they let a golfer bring in somebody who's there as a spectator?
Well, it was practice. So everyone's messing around. Yeah, it's practice. Because the Ryder Cup starts today.
It was the only exciting thing I've ever seen in golf.
Correct.
Ever.
I agree. So again, this guy is smack-talking. It was Rory McIlroy. Is that his
McIlroy,
name?
McIlroy. Yeah.
McIlroy. He was smack-talking him, and the guy said, all right, I'll bet you $100 you can't make that putt. You're giving me such a hard time. So the guy walks out, takes his club, as Allie mentioned, makes it. Here's his post-putt interview.
Razzed him a little bit, and they hurt me, which is insane. And then they brought me out, which is more insane. I haven't fully realized what just happened, but overall, that was a pretty cool experience. I'd go ahead and do that.
The crowd went nuts.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Also happening at a sporting event this week, this did not turn out the way this young man thought it would. He decided that he was going to get his girl up on the Diamond Vision at Yankee Stadium and propose to her, as so many had done in the past.
How do we feel about that?
Don't do it.
It's a private thing for you and your lady. Don't make it a hey, look at me. All right? But it went bad for him because as he's proposing to his girlfriend, he drops the ring. Now, once that's up on the Diamond Vision, then the guys in the TV booth realize what's happening. So now the whole thing's on TV for the whole world to see.
And the whole section is helping look for this.
Yes. They're crawling around under the seats trying to find the ring that he dropped. And here's the TV play-by-play.
Look at this poor guy.
Maybe he can come up with a save somehow.
He needs Mariano to come in for the save.
Yeah, he does. They're smiling.
Yeah! He found it!
Yeah!
Great. He's on one knee. That is awesome. Oh, she better say yeah now.
So now he's got it on tape. You know, he's got his basically the aftermath of his proposal on tape forever.
I wanted her to act like she was looking for the ring and just sneak out. It's so funny.
This video is called The Bravest Thing I've Ever Done. And I wanted to ask you guys, if you came across what this guy did, which is a skunk running around in the middle of the street with a Coke can on his head. The skunk cannot remove his head from a can. What would you do?
I would like to say I would do the same thing he did.
You wouldn't.
Well, I would. 100%.
Yeah, here's the thing. I mean, have you guys ever touched a skunk before?
No.
I have not.
No.
It is freaky and they're weird.
Okay.
Yeah, but don't do it. But I think I would do it.
You can't let a little animal run around with a can on its head.
Especially if he's blind. If he's not shooting already, then I don't think he's going to shoot at you. You know.
Yeah. Well, the guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
The guy can.
What, Allie?
I didn't. I got confused.
Yeah.
The
guy is very careful to not touch the skunk. He just basically walks up to him and slowly pulls the can off the skunk's head. And you can hear in the play-by-play here, he's terrified that he is going to get sprayed.
Please don't spray me. Please don't spray me. I'm not going to hurt you. Come on over here. Come on over here. I'll take that off your head. Come here, skunk. You can do it. Good boy. Good boy.
And a happy ending for all.
He pulls the Coke can off and the skunk runs away.
Skunk runs away.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
I would for sure.
100%. You know how I feel about little animals.
Let's get a skunk.
No way I let him go through that on his own. Here's a guy who did not predict this was going to happen. He's somewhere. Where is he, Dave, when a monkey jumps on his back?
I have no idea.
All right. Somebody's videoing him. One monkey jumps on his back, and then another monkey jumps on top of that monkey, and then, well, you can imagine what happens next.
Okay, we're coming behind you.
He's going to poop on you.
Yep. No.
Oh, and they're doing it on your head.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep, the two monkeys are doing it on the guy's head.
That's my favorite video.
That happened. Ask a Porn Star is a continuing series where they talk to real-life adult film stars, and this time the question was, how did you get your porn name? And I think you're going to be surprised by this first answer.
My mom actually came up with my porn name. I told her I needed a modeling name. She came up with this big list because she's a super name nerd, knows what like every name in the world means, and she said that one, and it blew my mind.
Do you go to your mom for help with your porn name?
Well, she said she needed a modeling name. So maybe mom thought it
maybe
was just for her modeling career.
All right. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert did a very funny piece with their band leader, John Batiste, and friends. It's called Hey White People. Kevin Hart is in this. Michael K. Williams is in this. Samuel L. Jackson. I think the clip we're going to hear is from Anthony Anderson. Again, advice for white people.
Hey white people, please stop walking around without shoes. This is New York City. Everywhere is not your kitchen, okay? These streets are dirty. I don't even know if it's safe to walk around with shoes on, to be honest.
Election day is fast approaching. Katy Perry did a video for Funny or Die where she wants to remind everybody it doesn't matter what you look like or what you wear when you go out. Just make sure to vote, even if you're naked.
In the name of democracy, any just out of bed look is A-OK. I sleep naked. Yep. Let those babies loose, because no number
six. All right, ma'am. What? All right, that's enough of that.
No, no, no. I read the Constitution. I know that I have the right to vote naked.
Who's the bad man who's trying to stop Katy Perry from voting naked?
Yeah, I don't know. That's
an American. Here's a man on the street interview after the first presidential debate the other night between Mr. Trump and Mrs. Clinton. A lot of people noted that Donald Trump interrupted the secretary a lot, I think 51 times. So he decided he would interview Trump supporters and interrupt them and see how they liked it.
But how do you think Hillary feels?
Disrespected.
Exactly.
She's a woman. You know, women don't like that when you cut them off.
Right.
Yeah, but he treated her with respect.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Wrong.
He called her
wrong.
Secretary Clinton.
Excuse me. Wrong. Wrong.
You're an asshole.
If something happens, it has to be songified, and that's the case with the debate here, this time featuring the voices singing of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and a little help from two members of Blondie, Debbie Harry and Chris Stein. They songified the debate.
I know how to win. She does not.
We should build an economy not for those at the top. I think about this a lot.
But why should we vote for you? Should we try to keep the peace in the Middle East? Or give up and use the money to cure her?
Is that the real Gregory Brothers songifying, Dave?
Yeah.
They do good work.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, as you know, likes to take his microphones out on the street in Hollywood and ask people about things before they've happened. So these people don't admit that they didn't see the debate because it hadn't happened yet. Instead, they answered questions about how the debate went down.
What did you think of that moment when Donald Trump challenged Hillary to do pull-ups on that pull-up bar he brought out?
I thought it was funny because, I mean, Hillary, like, I could barely do a pull-up.
But she did.
Yeah, right. So she proved it wrong. So, I mean.
Were you surprised when Donald Trump screamed at Hillary Clinton, liar, liar, pantsuit on fire?
Wasn't that expected, though? I saw it on social media. So he's acting as he's acted always.
I saw it on social media, he said. And finally, also from our friend Jimmy Kimmel, he does this unnecessary censorship bit where he beeps things that make him sound dirty, even though they weren't actually dirty. And this one he dedicated to President Obama.
They can pass both houses of Congress. And a that I can.
Let's stop the excuses. Let's take a vote in the House. Let's end this right now.
I'm starting to feel kind of up. But the main thing I want to do is I want to Hillary Clinton.
Well, I'm glad we're going to get that man with his filthy mouth out of the White House soon. You can see all these videos and so much more at krock.com or kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Wake up, and watch the Internet Roundup.
Yeah. Little 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:55. That means it's time for our friend Ralph Gurman and another look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday. What's going on, Ralph?
We talked about Omaze in the last hour and the charity event that Ben Affleck and Matt Damon are doing with Tom Cruise. We get to Tom Brady. We get to spend 3 days with them in Boston, and eat pizza and drink beer and throw the football around. Hey, an underinflated football, I'm sure. But also another cool thing is Ryan Gosling is doing a thing on Omaze where you get to go to Budapest and hang out on the set of the new Blade Runner film.
No kidding.
That they're shooting
that
at.
That seems cool.
Very cool. Harrison Ford, of course, is the co-star of that film. Here is a little of the video from Omaze.com of Ryan Gosling telling you what you could win.
Now, if you're so inclined and you make a donation, we'll enter you for a chance to win an opportunity to come out here to Budapest and visit us on set. You can have a nice lunch, show you around, watch us film the scene, maybe meet Harrison Ford. But I think the most exciting part is I might let you drive my golf cart.
Drive his golf cart, right?
Euphemism?
I mean, yeah, it's a euphemism.
Okay. We don't need the hand motion.
I don't think you understand.
What are we doing?
I like that you might meet Harrison Ford.
That is funny.
Well, I don't think anyone can guarantee anything when it comes to Harry.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
What mood he's in.
Hey, Harrison, some people are here for a charity. You want to meet him?
I don't know how to deal with his goddamn charity.
You don't want to deal with him. Woke up cranky. Remember the Italian Job?
Yeah, sure.
Jason Statham, Mark Wahlberg, Charlize Theron, Edward Norton.
I like those movies.
Based on an original film.
More than one?
1969. The 2003 one was a remake of a 1969 film.
Okay.
Michael Caine. NBC has decided to do a TV series based on that film, The Italian Job. So I'm glad finally someone is getting the idea of taking an established project and then revamping it or rebooting it, if you will, for a new generation.
Has anyone ever thought of something like that
I think
before?
This is a first, but I'm glad that NBC is taking an established project and they are putting their own spin on it. So it's going to be a really long job. It's going to be like years it's going to take them to get the gold. It's not going to be.
Maybe it'll be more than one.
It's not going to be a swift caper, is what I'm guessing. I bet they're going to be young and sexy Italian jobbers, though. They're all 20-something graffiti artist Italian jobbers. Do you ever have an Italian job? That's a euphemism.
Okay, good.
I'm not kidding. And Finn and Jake's Adventure Time. Cartoon Network has canceled that show. After its upcoming 9th season. But here's the good news. They're in the middle of season 7 right now, so there's still another season and a half to go. So it's not really big news when you're announcing something. Yeah. A couple years from now, that show's not going to be around anymore. You say that about a lot of us.
Don't get that much of a heads up for anything.
No. It's kind of nice, though. Justin Lin, the director of Star Trek Beyond, has been announced. He is going to direct the upcoming Hot Wheels movie. That's right, you heard me. The Hot Wheels movie. Wait a minute, you're saying to yourself, isn't Hot Wheels a line of toys from Mattel? Why, yes it is. So now, Justin Lin will be directing a movie with a bunch of cars zooming around. Hey, wait a minute! Didn't he direct Fast and the Furious films?
Yeah, that sounds pretty much like the same thing.
Yeah, it does. Mattel, by the way, claims that Hot Wheels are the fastest-selling toy in the world. They produce 9 million Hot Wheels toys every week.
What? Still?
That is a surprise to me. And they sell 10 cars every second.
Really?
Wow. I just assume, look, I don't know anything about little kids, but I just assume little kids are just playing on their iPads now. They're not laying down on the floor playing with cars.
All right, then.
Did you say 10 cars every second?
You heard me.
That's impossible to believe.
Nope.
And to the same kid.
Is that right?
Which is even weirder. He loves Hot Wheels.
Every
second he's buying 10. Today's celebrity birthday is Maddie Ziegler. She is the one in the Sia videos. A little dancer. Her doppelganger. Her surrogate. The one you can see the face of.
Right.
Yeah. 14 years old today. Ezra Miller, The Flash, is 24 years old. T-Pain turns 31. Kieran Culkin is 34. Lacey Chabert, also 34 today. Jenna Elfman is 45 years old today. And Maureen Cotillard is 41.
Bonkers.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're about 5 minutes away from a chance to win $1,000, courtesy of the new film Masterminds. We'll tell you about that coming up. First, though, Kevin, this won't surprise you, but I don't really know anything about Oktoberfest. I don't know how Oktoberfest works.
Well, Bean, they drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
It's apparently not in October. Apparently it's not in October. Oktoberfest is held in September. I know that.
Right, at times. At times it's the end of September, but then it goes into October.
Well, this is in the news right now because of an Oktoberfest going on in Germany where they had a big-time celebrity there in attendance. I don't know whether he was paid for it or not, but former governor of California Arnold Schwarzenegger shows up at an Oktoberfest in Germany with his girlfriend of 3 years, Heather Milligan. And there are hilarious pictures of Arnold up on stage, flexing his muscles for the crowd, drinking beer. Looks like he's having the time of his life, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Pretty good deal. Let's find out how it's going. We go to Germany now. Arnold is on the phone. Hey, Governor, welcome back to the Kevin DeBean Show, my friend. How are you?
How are you? Good to talk to you again, Kevin DeBean.
It's great to talk to you. I'm sorry that I don't know more about Oktoberfest, but I imagine that's a huge deal in Germany, right?
It is. You imagine that? Yes, it is a huge deal in Germany. And pretty much everyone knows that much. And also a huge deal for me personally, because it's like one of my favorite times of the year. And we always go here, me and my girlfriend always go here to have a wonderful romantic weekend.
You go there for a romantic weekend?
Yeah, it's very romantic. Because we drink!
Wow, you're really going for it. And you're a big guy, so I imagine you can put away an awful lot of beer before you even start to feel it.
Yes, I can. It's incredible. I'm drinking like kegs of beer all the time, and it's wonderful because I'm so huge and so ripped, and I have such a metabolism that I almost never get drunk. So it's incredible how much drinking I can do in leading the Oompa-Pa band.
You actually lead the Oompa-Pa band?
Yeah, I do. I get up there, and I lead them. I'm the orchestrator, and I get up there and make them play the music that I like, usually German war marches.
Oh. Well, I think that would put a damper on the party a little bit. It's kind of a bad time in Germany's history.
It's a great time in Germany's history. Are you kidding me? It's one of the biggest things they ever invented was World War II.
Well, I don't think they celebrate that, though.
Yeah, I don't think they look back on that fondly, and they're not glad about it.
That's a negative.
Well, not publicly, no, but, you know, in the meetings afterwards when we talk. Hey, good job, right?
Well, what about the food during Oktoberfest? Are you just mainly
bratwurst.
Drinking?
We have bratwurst, of course. There's pretzels, Bavarian pretzels you have to eat with the beer.
Right. Uh-huh.
And also then, you know, the World War II cookies that we make.
Oh, see.
What are those? I don't know.
Steer him away.
Yeah.
They're shaped like Panzer tanks, you know, or the Luftwaffe airplanes.
Okay.
You know, and then we have snacks with World War II cakes also.
Right. Okay, maybe less World War II and more just enjoying living in the 21st century and having
It's great. We take a big cake and we shape it like Poland, and then we cut off pieces of it.
Oh, no.
And everybody gets a piece of Poland as we get in there. Everybody takes a little piece.
I got to be honest, I didn't know that this was a part of it at all.
You know, you have to celebrate all things German when you're celebrating the Oktoberfest. So
right.
We like to get drunk and then talk about the good old days, you know. When all of Europe quivered with fear.
Okay, all right. Look, this just seems like a dangerous thing for you to be a smoker. Okay.
I love beer so much.
Yes,
I keep
you do.
Drinking it, and I'm getting even more and more happy with the more the beers that I drink.
Right. Okay. All right. It's kicking in.
Yeah,
I like
it's kicking in exactly. My words exactly, kicking in, like kicking in the door, right?
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying. Good old days.
Oh, I don't think you guys should.
This is no place for a machine
shouldn't
gun.
Have guns.
Come on. Our allies will take you on, won't we?
We're not refighting the war, Arnold.
Round two, baby.
There's no round two.
Yeah, we were just sleeping, but now we're awake again.
Okay. Somebody cut off Mr. Schwarzenegger, please.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Take that, England and Churchill, you bastard.
All right.
Where are you, Churchill? Are you afraid of me? Come on, Churchill, where are you?
Maybe less
he's been dead for like 50 years.
You all right?
Maybe I should have had light beer.
Yeah. You should have, yes.
All right, Arnold.
Let's open up the phone lines. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number if you would like to win $1,000 cash.
Yes, we're talking about money, giving away money, courtesy of the film Masterminds, the movie in theaters everywhere today, starring the hilarious Zach Galifianakis and Kristen Wiig and Owen Wilson and so much more. It's about one of the largest armored car company heists in U.S. history, $17 million, based on a true story. So we're giving out a piece of that, $1,000 to you right now. You will have to earn it. We will play a game. 1-800-520-1067. I don't want to give away too much, but Arnold would approve of the name of this game that we're going to play next with you right after this on K-Rock. Here's what you do right after you're done listening to the show today is you head immediately to the theater nearest you, seeing the new film Masterminds. It's out. Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Wiig, Owen Wilson, and more. Three or four lamos decide they've got what it takes to rob a bank, and they pull it off, and it's all based on a true story. We want to give away $1,000 right now, courtesy of Masterminds, with a game that we like to call Total Recall.
Total Recall, that's the game that we play. If you want cold hard cash, courtesy of Masterminds. Oh, yeah! Total Recall, $1,000 hard cash, that's what you will win.
We were just talking off the air about how none of us would win this game.
Oh, I would fail miserably.
This is a tough one. The callers are on the line. Kevin, you want to explain how this one's played?
Well, Bean is going to give you a category of things, and you have to tell us five. You have to name five things in 10 seconds. The hard part is the 10 seconds.
Yeah, it goes by really, really fast. And they all have something to do with the film Masterminds because they're coughing up the $1,000. Here's question number one. Who's my first contestant, please?
All right, we have Jason and Rosemead. Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's up, man?
Jason, you might win $1,000 if you get this, and then if we have more than one winner, we'll do a drawing at the end to find out who gets the cash. But you understand, I'm going to give you a category. You name five of those things in 10 seconds. You ready?
Yeah, I got it, man.
All right. In the movie Masterminds, the cast plots to steal millions of dollars from a bank. Speaking of money, can you name for me in 10 seconds any five of the famous Americans on United States currency? Talking about the people on the money, name five of them. Good luck.
Benjamin Franklin, Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, you got two more than me, Jason.
Andrew Jackson, Thomas Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton, a lot of famous white guys on the money. I'm sorry you didn't win, but thank you for playing.
All right, let's go to Ruben in Azusa. Hi, Ruben.
Good morning, guys.
All right, Ruben, Masterminds is based on the real-life robbery of the Loomis Fargo Bank in North Carolina. This happened back in 1997. Speaking of North Carolina, according to the United States Census Bureau, there are 16 states considered to be in the South. 16 southern states. Besides North Carolina, can you name me five other southern states in 10 seconds? Good luck.
Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Atlanta. No, that's in Georgia. West Virginia.
One more! Oh, you were off to such a strong start. You were looking for Arkansas or Oklahoma or South Carolina, Virginia, Alabama. Nice try, though, man. Thanks for playing. See, this is what we're talking about. If you gave that guy no timer, he could probably come up with them with ease.
Of course. Yeah. Let's try Corey in Redondo Beach. Hi, Corey.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Tough game here today. How did you do playing along on hold, Corey?
Excellent.
Okay.
That's great to hear.
All right. What a phenomenal cast in this Masterminds movie. Kristen Wiig is in it. Of course, Kate McKinnon is in it. They are both in the film. They're both Saturday Night Live stars. So the question I have for you is, can you name me five past or present cast members of Saturday Night Live? Five cast members of SNL in 10 seconds. Good luck.
Go.
Yes.
Daryl Hannah, Dana Carvey, Tina Fey, Bill Murray.
Oh, he got four.
Yeah, Kevin Nealon, Leslie Jones, Jason Sudeikis, Amy Poehler, there, Tracy Morgan, so many. But again, when you're on the spot, it's tough. All right, 0 for 3, guys.
I don't feel good about this. Josh in Riverside, hi.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
Josh, you won $1,000?
Yeah, Heck yeah, I won $1,000.
All right, let's see how you do here. Owen Wilson is one of the stars in the new film Masterminds. He is a hilarious actor who has the nickname the Butterscotch Stallion. It turns out that butterscotch was once a flavor in the package of hard candy known as Lifesavers. That's what we're talking about here is the Lifesavers candy. In 10 seconds, can you name any other of five flavors of Lifesavers, past or present? They've had a lot over the years. Five other flavors of Lifesavers. Good luck.
Flavors. Cherry, wintergreen, pineapple, grape, lemon, lime.
Look at that. He came up with six, ladies and gentlemen.
And he said wintergreen, which wintergreen is
exactly what it was called. Yes.
I always chew on those. That's the only reason I know it.
Nice.
That was fantastic. And I think they also, if I remember, Allie, didn't they have Spear O Mint, too?
I believe so.
I think it was. All right. You are so far the only winner. We're going to take one more contestant, and then we'll see if you're all alone on this. But well played, sir.
All right. Let's go to Joey in Anaheim. Hi, Joey.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Joey, the pressure is on now because you got some competition already on hold and you got through. Let's see how you do, okay?
All right.
Masterminds was directed by the very talented director Jared Hess. He also brought us Nacho Libre, Kevin, one of your favorites.
Yep.
And the all-time classic Napoleon Dynamite. In that movie, Napoleon has a pet llama named Tina. And they didn't really get along very well, if I remember correctly. A pet llama is great, but in 10 seconds, can you name for me any other five animals that people have as pets? Five other animals that people have as pets. Good luck.
Pigs, dogs, cats, fish, gerbils.
Yes! Yes. Did it. Well done.
Look at that. He's got time to spare.
Right?
No kidding. All right. So that was Joey, right?
Yes, that was Joey.
And Josh, they're both in the drawing. Only one will win the $1,000 courtesy of Masterminds. Mastermindsmovie.com is the website. Please go see the movie this weekend. You'll love it. Alan McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Josh.
Josh! Yay! Congratulations, Josh! You got $1,000.
Awesome.
And thank you for playing the game.
Oh, yeah! Donald Regan.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 9:38.
That means it's Ralph Garman time. What's going on?
Well, someone's remaking something, which I think is a fresh take. Bruce Willis has been tapped to star in a remake of the classic revenge film Death Wish. Charles Bronson played the lead in the original film. Great film. About a guy, like an architect, just everyday guy, who his wife and his daughter are brutally attacked by a gang of thugs. So he takes upon himself to go out there and start hunting for bad guys. Bring them down. Revenge vigilante.
Sounds like that's a good fit.
Yeah. Here's the thing. In 1974, this was like a shocking idea. This was like an interesting film.
Right.
How many films have we seen where a guy goes out for revenge for his family when something bad happens to them?
I mean, a couple.
You think a few, maybe? I have a very particular set of skills. We've got that guy. There's a lot of guys. There's been a guy in a subway with a screwdriver since this movie came out in New York that was that guy. So I think it's the casting seems fine, but I think it's a hard sell to make that storyline pop in this day and age.
Yeah.
But maybe.
I'm fairly well-trod character.
We'll wait and see. The Weeknd just got a new job. Hollywood Reporter says he is the new creative collaborator and ambassador for Puma. Oh, I'm glad Puma finally got their own ambassador. I hope he's at all the state dinners. Can't they just say salesperson anymore? Can't they say spokesperson or face of or model?
What's his title?
He's the ambassador. He's the ambassador of Puma. F you. Puma's not a country, and he's not an ambassador. He's a guy you're paying to sell your shoes.
Yeah, they're dressing that up pretty
much. The ambassador. He'll be the star of the company's upcoming sports-style ad campaign called Run the Streets. He'll be seeing it in November. And, of course, The Weeknd will also be designing a signature line of sneakers.
He just goes by The Weeknd.
The Weeknd, that's what I said.
Okay.
Weeknd. W-E-E-K-N-D.
I know it's spelled, but it said Weeknd.
Well, I like to to pronounce things the way they're spelled.
Okay.
Like daylight savings time. And
savings. Right. Exactly. You meant savings.
That's correct.
Point. Daylight savings. I forgot about that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta make sure you hit that S.
You said he's very active, very sporty. On stage when you saw him. So this makes sense, right?
He runs around the stage constantly.
Constantly.
Is he doing like a lot of parkour?
He's a statue.
Oh.
It's hard to tell that his mouth is even moving.
Oh, that would be the opposite.
Even at Coachella.
This is a very odd fit.
Yeah.
Well, how did he get the ambassadorship then?
I don't know.
Huh.
Maybe he donated a lot of money to the president, I'm guessing. Some sort of insider training backroom deal. Maybe he'll just hand out ambassadorships.
Maybe you need really great shoes to stand that still for that long.
Like maximum comfort.
Right.
Puma, the best shoes to stand in. I can see their new tagline now. So he's not really running the streets so much?
No, he's relatively dull and very low energy.
Well,
the songs are great, I think.
Maybe if he put another E in his name, then everything would work out for him.
Live stage show.
Weekend.
Not so good.
He could actually have something else going on. Wyclef Jean is going to show up as a guest star on an upcoming episode of Law & Order SVU. Is that show still on?
It is.
Wow.
I think it's the last one.
He's going to be playing a big-time music producer whose newest and hottest client is entangled in an assault case. Ripped from today's headlines? I don't know. I can't think of anybody who fits that picture, but usually they are. So I just thought I'd throw that out there, hoping to get lucky. ABC has announced they have picked up full seasons of their new Wednesday show, Speechless and Designated Survivor.
I love Designated Survivor.
So we will get at least a full season of both of those shows. Designated Survivor did very well for itself, averaging about 9 million total viewers. The most recent episode had 15.3 million viewers.
Wow.
So a lot
of
people.
That's a smash.
Speechless with Minnie Driver is tied for fifth place amongst the week's highest rated TV comedies, averaging about 6.9 million viewers so far in its couple episodes. So,
Allie, how is that? How is Speechless?
I have not seen it. I've heard great things.
What?
I have too. I just can't believe there's a show on
TV. If you haven't seen it, what? Yeah. No one has seen it. We count on you to have seen everything.
A lot of people have seen it. And
what about you?
I have not.
He's like Trump there for a minute. A lot of people have seen it. A lot of people are telling me it's one of the best shows. And Minnie Driver's amazing, and the kid in the wheelchair. He should walk, right? But I'm saying he's lazy.
This is why you fail.
Right?
I agree.
Well, get on that. Start watching it.
Come on, Allie.
Sorry.
Need a report. Today's celebrity birthday is Maddie Ziegler is 14 years old today. She is the one in all the Sia videos. She's that dancer. I think she came from Dance Moms, the reality show. That's where she got her big break, yeah. Ezra Miller, soon to be seen as The Flash in the Justice League film, is 24. T-Pain, the rapper, is 31. Kieran Culkin and Lacey Chabert both celebrate their 34th birthdays today. Marion Cotillard is 41 years old today, and Jenna Elfman turns 45. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Take her out. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win this afternoon at 5 p.m. here on K-Rock with a commercial-free hour of music to kick off your weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Ah, mamma mia.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
You see that? You see how white people do?
Roll another one.
Yeah, it's tick-tock, tick-tock.
Just like the other one.
The guy is drunk.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Well, it doesn't sound awesome.
I need another hit.
Kevin reminds me of an MMA fighter who's past his prime, and we just keep throwing him out there, and every time he keeps getting knocked out, I think it's time we put him down.
Roll another one.
That's Tori Spelling's mom.
Right? Just like the other one.
I'm so confused by you.
This one seems to be about.
In the music, the moment you own it, you better never let it go.
Y'all are killing it right now.
Just pass it around.
Do you shave your butt?
I've never heard that song before, and once I heard it, I did not care for it. But that song means it's time to go home. Now, it's my favorite song.
Joe, I really can't take this again.
I'm going to go home. Can I just go home?
And wow, what a show that was.
That's right. As Dr. Martin Luther King once said.
No
is right. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
To be continued?
To be continued.
Go Ducks. Bye, guys.
Ladies!